Our name is the RR Podcast. 5 years ago, we made it our mission to bring you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible. But after a plague of boring tokusatsu struck, it was up to us to save our podcast. To do this, we had to do something else. We had to discuss something else.
Welcome to our season 6 episode 34.
Retro Ghost Jammed. We already used Ghost Jammed once, but we technically got Retro Ghost Jammed. I wish Jam was in Ghost, it would make it more entertaining, to be honest. What if Jam is actually Ghost's real dad? Father Jammed. What if Jam is actually Kylo Ren's real dad, and he's been worshipping the wrong person this whole time, and he just has to start worshipping Jeremy Jam? Like, can you imagine, like, instead of this sort of Darth Vader-ish helmet, he just wears an Afro wig?
Oh.
I will finish what you started. Start singing Pink Lady songs. Oh, man. Why don't we just run Hollywood with all of our really weird ideas? George and I would just run around casting everyone from Parks and Rec and New Girl and everything.
And Teen Wolf.
Yeah, exactly. Let's Be Cops 2 would be on the streets right now. I cannot get the idea of Schmidt and Winston and Caroline running around out of my mind. Schmidt happens.
Yeah.
Shorty, what that thing do? One-ups.
One-ups.
He's coughing. Pokemon?
Yeah, so I was sick a while ago. I think I mentioned it a couple times. I know I did my videos. I don't know if I did here or not. I don't remember. But now I'm in the phase where, like, there's just boogers everywhere, and it's just, like, all my throat, and I just keep coughing, and it's the worst. So I don't think I'm going to be able to mute myself every time I sense a cough coming on, so y'all just going to have to deal with it.
Cough jammed.
That's the actual title of this episode.
Second title.
There we go.
Oh, here it goes.
You could just edit the Ricola on top of every cough jam.
Everything's jammed. Jammed is like my word of 2015. I've used it so many times.
Alright, so let's see. What have I gotten this week? I got the Black Series Shock Trooper from Battlefront, just because he looked cool. That's what I do now. I just buy things because they look cool.
Do you have Battlefront?
No.
Okay.
Like I said, I thought he looked cool. Oh, Jesus.
What? Is it loud? I'm sorry.
No, I was just scrolling through my pictures to see what I bought, because that's what
we were
I
talking
do.
About the popcorn. I'm sorry. I had to.
I did find the other two new Dino Charger power packs, the clear 14 and clear 15. I only bought 14 because I won 15 on a Twitter contest, yeah. So yay me. Someone's on the way.
London.
So what's
sorry.
Once that gets here, it took me a minute. Once that gets here, I'll be all caught up. I got my Build-A-Bear Pikachu in the mail. That's
hashtag
a thing.
Live. I should refill
something
this water.
That happened. I'm so frustrated. There's no cut in the back of the hoodies for the tail. It's just like it's a mess. It's a mess, guys.
It's a mess.
I did find the Yo-Kai Watch medallion book, so now I have a place to put all my medals, so.
You tried to put the O medals in there, okay. It didn't work.
Actually, I think they would fit.
Put the medals in the Ghost Driver.
Those I don't think would fit. I think the Yo-Kai medals are too big.
to see stuff.
I'd have to look at that. But other than that, I did buy the Star Wars Rise of the Empire book. Mostly because I wanted to read... I wanted to read A New Dawn because it's a prequel to Rebels. And then for $5 extra, I got basically an extra book and some short stories. So I figured I would just get the compilation book.
What did you get for Christmas?
Oh yeah, I forgot we didn't Christmas up in here.
Christmas happened.
Christmas Murdy did happen.
Christ, I didn't even watch that this year.
Was it on?
I don't know. I was really bad at Christmas movieing this year.
So was I. I didn't even watch Elf once.
I watched it twice, so I'm better than you. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, that's the
truth. Always have to watch that, no matter what. But I was really bad at it. I was just watching like everything else that was on ever. Mainly Buffy. I'm sorry.
There.
She gets testy if I don't watch her.
Video game-wise, I got... Super Mario Maker, the new Mario Tennis, Yo-Kai Watch, Pokemon Super Mystery Dungeon, and Legend of Zelda Triforce Heroes. Because I basically bought everything else because I was buying a lot of games the past couple months. Super Mario Maker is really stupid fun. Like, I'm having a ball with that game. Not just making levels, because I suck at making levels. I'm like the fucking worst. Thanks for ruining my thunder with your cool toy.
Sorry, I thought it was far enough away. I couldn't resist.
I knew it. I knew it was going to happen.
Sorry.
And I don't blame you 1 minute.
Can't stay away from it. It's like the one ring.
Other than that, Yo-Kai Watch is really fun. I haven't gone too much into the other games yet. I got a bunch of Lego Dimensions dudes, some pop vinyls. Bunch of ornaments, some t-shirts, some calendars. I got Gotham Season 1, Arrow Season 3, iZombie Season 1, and the Doctor Who Christmas Specials Blu-ray.
Christmas Specials!
So yeah, that's... Oh, well, technically BB-8 was my part of my Christmas present too, but I mentioned that last week, so... Thumbs up.
Subscribe.
Yeah. Be sure to thumbs up, comment, and subscribe.
Take care and have a great one. Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Alright, my turn?
I bought a Koma-san plushie over the weekend.
Aww.
And he's my new friend.
I thought you were going to say, I bought a Koma. I'm like, that was Kevin. He got, like, he got the lifetime pack. My turn?
Yep.
Well, as you can see, I have a lightsaber. So, I think I mentioned it last week, but I saw this, the Kylo Ren Force FX before the movie, but I wasn't sure I was going to like it, and then obviously I ended up liking it, and it took me a long time to track it down, but, and then it finally ended up stocking on Amazon. Like, the night before I got it, I checked Amazon, and it was, like, it was there, but it was, like, the buy from 3 other users for $1 million or whatever. And then, like, they stocked it the next morning, so I got it from there, and it arrived yesterday, but I didn't open it till today, but it's pretty cool. I like it a lot. I think I've gotten several requests to review it, and I was already thinking about reviewing it anyway. I just have to figure out how to do it, like, because it's not going to fit my review station, obviously. So... yeah, but it's really cool. I'm happy to have it. Like, the Star Wars kick is a dangerous thing because I've been searching for that. And, like, after I found it, when I was still searching for it, I'm in the process of shopping for an Ultra Saber because I want a green one because I don't have a green one. And also, almost 90% based off the fact that I really like the ignition noise the Ultra Sabers has. It has my favorite lightsaber ignition noise. That's such an odd thing to like. But so that's where I'm at right now with the Star Wars kick.
Which one are you looking for?
The Ultra Sabers, you know they're not like official, but it's like they make hilts that look very close to them, but they're all different looking ones, and they make a bunch of different ones like custom and stuff, and like they have these really crazy ones where you can get like a soundboard and customize it. But like, I'll try to find it after I'm done here, but there's a certain ignition sound that the lightsabers make in this in the movie that, like, none of the FX lightsabers have, but they have it on these. And, like, I never got a green Force FX lightsaber, and they have it there. Because the only one they did was Yoda and Luke, and I wanted a Qui-Gon one, and they never did it. But, yeah, they're not official, but they're pretty cool looking, and they look good. If you just search Ultra Sabers, randomly, if you go on their site, there's a button that says deal of the day. I've been on their site almost every day. There's never been a deal there. It says there's no deals today. I don't understand. They don't understand what deal of the day means. I'm trying to buy a lightsaber. But it's pretty cool. Like, you can customize it. You can get one without the sound. You can get it with sound, with, like, super sound. You can get all kinds of different colors. It's pretty cool. Like, I just kind of want a green one, and I figured why not. So I'm already just, like, throwing money at Star Wars. But, yeah, so that is that. Speaking of Star Wars, for Christmas, I wound up actually getting the Disney Infinity Star Wars stuff because I really wanted a Star Wars game, so I just kind of threw that on my Christmas list. And actually, it makes a pretty cool Star Wars game. It's not, like, the best lightsaber concept or combat ever, but it's pretty fun. And, like, they have a really kick-ass score, and, like, it's super accurate to, like, all the stuff that happens in the show. And so I got a bunch of figures from that, and, like, I'll admit, like, some of the stuff from Infinity is impressive, like, in the toy box in terms of the stuff you can do, and, like, you can be Darth Vader and ride around with Buzz Lightyear's jetpack and stuff. But I still think it would be so much cooler if you could just be anybody in any level.
Yeah.
Like, in the Star Wars ones, you can collect tokens of, like in the playset that comes with the game, which I'm playing now, is Twilight of the Republic from Clone Wars. And you can pick up tokens from other Star Wars characters, and you can play as them. Like, I picked up Darth Maul and Rey, and so I can play as them now, even though they're not in the Clone Wars. But, like, I can't play as fucking Sam Flynn from Tron, or Hulkbuster, or anything like that. And, like, yeah, that would just be so cool. But the mechanics are fun, but I still think they're missing out on something. I also got a BB-8, and he's super cool. And I'm still figuring out how to control him, and my dogs follow him around, and they're scared and curious at the same time. What else? Oh! It's kind of a funny, like, I got it before Christmas. I got Lego Dimensions. I picked up a couple little sets for it, but I was over at the house, and the doorbell rang for, like, UPS, and I was in the bathroom, you know, taking care of business. I was brushing my teeth, people. Just settle down. No, I'm just kidding. But, like, so I went out to go, you know, see what they left, because I don't want to have to interact with anybody. And they left a package on the door, or not on the doorstep, but on the garage, and it was Lego Dimensions, but they just shipped it in the Lego Dimensions box. Like, they slapped a shipping label on the Lego Dimensions box and then shipped it. So, like, it was a spoiler alert Christmas gift. It was like, this is worse than the whatever spoilers people were complaining about. Oh, Dino Charge. But, so that was pretty funny that they decided to ship it like that. I haven't gotten to open that yet. I did, like, because I got that before Christmas, but I didn't try it. But, like, I picked up the Doctor Who kit, and I had free time, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to build this. And then I forgot that you have to fucking the game up to build it. So I just have all these pieces dumped out on my desk, and I just built the little Capaldi guy and sat him there amongst a pile of pieces, and kind of sadly got a sandwich bag and piled them all into the sandwich bag until I booted up the game, which I still haven't done. But so that's pretty much it. I basically just got those games for Christmas, and, you know, BB-8, and I bought the lightsabers, and I watched that Doctor Who marathon a lot, and I watched, like, a lot of Parks and Rec reruns, too. So, basically, I'm the same. I'm just Parks and Rec and Doctor Who and Buffy. And I think that's pretty much it. All right, wait. One more time. Okay. Now George can go.
I actually have things that I got because Christmas, which is weird because that never happens. I also won a prize on Twitter from the same guy Brian won one from.
And I never went.
I'm sorry. I know, it's like I've had this weird luck the last year. It's probably going to end as soon as 2016 happens. But I got that. I got it's the T-Rex Supercharge, whatever, Carnival, French Fry Head. Yeah, I got French Fry Head, and he's cool.
Super Dad Ranger.
I wear the flesh of my dad.
Oh, dad, God. Oh, God.
And then I found purple and aqua, which is weird because, like, I have no luck finding toys. It's horrible. I just come home depressed every day until I can't find something.
I can't find Spino in black.
It's killing me. I had to go to a whole other state.
It's killing me, Smalls.
Like, I have that Brickseek, like, Target lookup thing open with the DCPI number for that, for the black T-Rex and Spino. And, like, I just hit the button to search, and, like, the first thing you see is a map, and it, like, has, like, a pin where all the targets are. Except, that, like, it shows a check mark if they have it and an X if they don't. It's just a field of X's. And I get really upset.
You're telling me these are all treasure, right? Right?
So I got that, and then I got Spino. Spoiler alert. And he's a thing. I like him and I don't like him at the same time. Because none of his weapons work right. Like, I am the biggest supporter of Zord Builder. I love Zord Builder. But they, like, there's no Zord Builder technical connectability and stuff. And it's like they took his weapons away and made him have different arms, and, like, he has, like, a tiny stubby little tail.
I just want something of him since I never got the now $150 whatever in the hell Killjagers was called. I forgot it already. I raced it with Buffy reruns. What's that thing called?
Spinodio?
Yeah, there we go.
There we go.
Like, that, like, out of nowhere became super hard to find.
I don't collect Sentai at all, really, but, like, you know, so I just settle with what we got. But, like, RJ on Twitter, a couple years ago, he gave me, like, the little mini plot of him. So, like, I took his weapons and put it with the Megazord because I'm a horrible person. So he has weapons, and I just feel accomplished now, so he looks decent now. But he still doesn't have a backpack, and it really depresses me.
Backpacks are cool.
Backpacks are cool.
They store stuff.
I almost bought a Baymax one for $1 at Toys R Us the other day because it was on clearance, and I just was like, I'm not waiting in that line.
I got $1. Hey. Sorry. I hate that movie.
But, so I got Christmas stuff, and all my Christmas stuff was, like, clothes. And I got a blanket and a waffle maker.
Hashtag Leslie time. He's going to open his own JJ's, actually.
That would be the biggest, greatest, most important thing I'd ever do in my entire lifetime.
Why haven't we just started our own town yet? Let's just Pawnee 2, Electric Boogaloo. Why haven't we done that yet?
I don't know.
Come on,
just
guys.
Just have,
pull,
like,
it together.
Jurassic Park, but with Leslie's face in the
Jurassic
front of it.
Jurassic Fork 2, The Forkening. Jurassic Fork 2, Fork You. Ow, why is this supposed to be a twist-off?
And, other than that, like, I got a couple albums I wanted and stuff like that, but that's about it. Christmas. I finally watched The Da Vinci Code, and that was really, really good. It's like National Treasure mixed
with
Tom Hanks. And that's
Jesus
really...
has a son, and his name is Kylo Ren. Just kidding, it's JDF. He's obviously Jesus' son. Jesus didn't tap.
And also,
except
Wolverine.
He did, otherwise he wouldn't have a kid.
Kevin had a birthday, but he's not here to tell us about it. So,
happy belated birthday, Kevin. We were berated for not saying anything. I was sexually assaulted by a text message that said Empire. It was funny.
What's awful with me is that I actually did, but it was right before I left the house, and so I sent the message and closed my computer, and it never sent, and I didn't know.
Oh, I hate when
I'm at this point now where... Oh, story's not done.
Sorry.
No, then I was out all day and I left my phone in my car. I was out with my mom. I left my phone in my car and I was out for like 2.5 hours. So I felt naked. I hated it.
Oh God, that is the worst thing. Seriously. Like, I was at a bar with my friend like a couple weeks ago and I didn't have my phone. But you know what happened? The reason I didn't have it is because I take the back case off of my phone when I'm at my house because germs. And so I felt the phone case in my pocket, and I thought I had it. And, like, every 5 fucking seconds, I was pulling into my pocket and pulling out an empty phone case to check Twitter because I have a fucking problem where I refresh the Twitter app every 5 seconds. Like, somebody's got to fucking update it. And so I was tweaking at this place, like, seriously, like a problem. Oh, man. Technology. But anyway, I have this, like, problem with when people have birthdays, I've run out of memes I've used on everybody, so I can't think of a funny joke, so I end up never wishing anybody happy birthday because
I'm
couldn't...
I'm the same exact way.
I couldn't come up with a fucking Parks and Rec joke to my standards, so I'm like, well, it's either you don't think I care about you or you don't get the perfect joke. What do you want? Like, I've already used this community birthday cake 5 times. I've done happy 42nd birthday Lori 3 times. It's like, I can't do it all, man. But I can do that. Okay. Speaking of that, nudes?
Let me look. I do have stuff written down.
Okay.
There was stuff.
Oh, Ichigo got plastic surgery.
Finally. Thank God, now he looks like Billy Meyer, Miller, whatever. He's no longer Steve Burton.
is it like
Jason 2.0?
A new version, or is it... I've heard it being called an upgrade, too. I don't know what it is.
I think it's a new version, and there's a rumor that, like...
It's a nude version?
The Go Rangers are gonna have, like, the same thing happen. It's like a new stylized version. I have no clue.
Like, whatever. Finally
Maybe
they listen to me.
Be shit anyway.
Like,
yeah.
Seriously, I'm glad that they're redesigning. I think they should really go for that if they're going to keep shoving these people into these movies. But okay, I'm tired of anniversary celebrations of the Toku variety.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need to just be like a bad husband and be forgetting some anniversaries sometimes. But if we're going to do this, can we separate the fucking movies? Like, and they'll probably both be shit, but what, do they have to be together? Like, there has not been a single good Sentai Rider mashup that's happened. And so if we're going to keep celebrating and doing this, can we at least have them do their own separate things? Like, I don't need them to be doing this together. It's just going to make it worse. They haven't been able to make it work. I mean, it probably won't be very good, but I think it will be at least a smidge better if we separate into their own 45th and 40th anniversary things. Also, the fact that we're at this point now reminds me of that first press release for the original Superhero Taisen where they basically said, well, the anniversary celebrations are over, but we're going to keep the party going. And then they just never stopped. It's like that episode of How I Met Your Mother where Ted kept throwing parties for Robin so she would show up and less people were there each time, except they never stopped throwing that party. So it was just Marshall there with a can of bean dip. Granted, that sounds better than all of Superhero Taisen movies combined. Like, just Marshall eating a can of bean dip. I mean, pretty soon it's just going to be Marshpello eating a can of bean dip, which also sounds better.
And then it'll just be Marshpello?
Exactly. Marshpello is basically the Atom anyway. But, yeah, everyone knows, but he's saying it all the time, I'm tired of this, but I at least wish they'd separate the movies. I think that smushing them together is going to make it twice as bad.
I totally agree.
I take Brian's quiet as tacitly agreeing with us.
Super Drive. I don't really care.
Stop. Supercharge needs to stop. Like
it does.
Oh my
what
god!
What needs to stop?
Dino Supercharge.
Oh, God, yeah, the stupid fucking Dino Drive, other ones are out. Silver's gonna be out.
Bandai just needs to, like, just stop. Like, we went from, where are the supercharged toys? I'm excited, to, oh my god!
Like, for, like, the distribution... The distribution near the end of Dino Charge was, like, absolute shite. It was like... Yep. Like, I still haven't found all those villain figures, and now they're just releasing everybody. Like, seriously, in terms of official Zords, all we need is Brogniggus. I mean, they might do, like, maybe one or two more that we don't know of original Zords, but that's crazy that the show hasn't even aired yet, and we really only need one more Zord. And, like, what?
It's not even that. Like, we went from distribution to where you can't find anything to, like, everything possible is out at one time at three or four different stores.
It's crazy.
It's not even all at the same place. Like, Toys R Us is getting this stuff, Target's getting this stuff, Walmart's getting this stuff. You gotta go everywhere in your fucking area to find everything.
Because Walmart has the boring Dino Steels, and Target's got the cyan and purple, and then Walmart also has the new Dino Drives.
Yeah.
And then next week, Kmart's gonna get Dino Super Drive. Followed by Walgreens.
And then, like...
there's no Walgreens in New Jersey, so, like...
Jesus, there's, like, one on every corner here. That's their slogan. Oh, one on every corner, except Jersey.
And now Walmart does not carry Power Rangers in my area.
All mine were phasing it out before Supercharge happened.
All mine had shit until Supercharge happened.
Hold everything's out, fucked,
buddy. We had the palette.
Nothing matters. Out. Life is garbage.
Like, it was wrapped in cellophane, and it had a notice on it to send it to one in PA, like, really far away. And I was like, no, don't you fucking do it. I need Snide so bad. And then it was gone.
I should have stormed it.
I would have cut it open and ripped it open if I wasn't with my family.
I would have did it. My mom probably would have did it for me.
I would have handed my family knives. We would have stormed it together.
But it's really nuts. Like, as soon as I think I'm only, like, one or two toys away, like, another flood of things come out. And, like, if you're collecting the repaints of the arms, which I haven't bothered to get yet because I don't care. Brum, brum, brum.
Sorry.
But, like, you can find, like, Packy and Ammonite is, like, only at Toys R Us. And then the Para and Raptor are only at Target.
Target.
And, like, yeah. it's so frustrating. All this stuff is everywhere in different places, and I can't afford it all. Like,
I've just had to say that I can't even get, like, the non-show stuff. Like, I just don't have the money.
Like, it's crazy.
All this shit, and they still should have just released the Super Drive first. It's all over the fucking packaging, teasing me.
And
we got pictures of, like, all of them. Like, everyone's got a Super Drive. Oprah was fucking handing that shit out. She was just throwing cash at the Dino Charge Rangers. Rangers, I don't know when that accent came from.
But. Except Silver doesn't have a normal Dino Drive, so...
He doesn't need it.
I know he doesn't need it, but, like, the displays are gonna look really weird.
Blame Tyler's dad, who might be him. I'm not sure who it's gonna end up being.
So, like, you'll have everyone in the normal style. Dino Steel only has those five, but that's whatever. And then Dino Drive, you'll have, like, nine of them. And then Super Dino Drive, you just get fucking everyone.
Just get a second one and just rip his, like, arm pieces off.
And just the one, like, thing I hate about Silver is that, like, they didn't paint the arm and leg pieces, like, gold to match the suit. So it's just, like, it's silver on silver and you can't even see it. It's, like, gone.
It's gone. We don't know what happened.
What else is there?
Premium Bandai put up Legend Rider ghost icons.
Oh, God.
Bored now. Can we go fillet Warren?
But they come with cute little stands.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bye.
Classic Banjo-Kazooie banter.
A bunch of Geoger stuff came out.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The cast and a preview and all that.
Oh, yeah,
stuff.
They all have, like, Geki Ranger furry forms. They honestly do remind me of, like, the Doctor Who cat people. A lot.
Yeah, all they do.
It was, like, the cat nurses, and then there was that, like, cat pilot guy from the Gridlocked episode in Season 3. That was a fun one.
I am the face of Mo.
I want the Sixth Ranger to just turn into John Barrowman, to be honest with you. Like, I can't see, whenever they show reruns or, like, clips from Captain Jack, I can't unsee him as Malcolm Merlin now.
Yeah.
Like, just it's just Malcolm Merlin invading everyone's base.
Doc Atcha.
Hey, yo, you want to kill this molester for me? Yo, Bill Cosby, two states away.
Oh my god, the idea of Malcolm bringing Thea a picture of Bill Cosby. Like, here, this will help you study your target. Hands DVDs of Cosby Show. just be like, the pudding!
Happens,
and then you kill him.
Bombs.
Oh my god. God, this
Kristen Bell is coming to iZombie.
That's Toku News. Except she's just going to be a voice, right?
What?
That's what
she's
I heard.
Not fucking Gossip Girlin'. Are you?
I guess
the article I read said nothing was confirmed yet, other than she will have some sort of appearance.
I hope like, she. I don't want her to be Veronica Mars. I think that would be weird to do a cross thing.
Yeah.
But like, I'd rather see her in person. Maybe she could be El Bishop. Let's cross with Heroes. Let's do that. Can we bring El Bishop back for Heroes Reborn Season 2? Because I love Electric Powers and Kristen Bell. But still, that's neat. My zombie's fun.
Yep. I don't know about Toku News, but they showed Doctor Strange.
He looks strange.
He looks strange. I think he looks really, really good. Like
it turned out really good.
Yeah, I was afraid. I love Benedict Cumberbatch. I'm like the biggest Sherlock fan on the whole planet, but like, I was scared.
Why isn't Bilbo with him?
But like,
Bilbo is my favorite Marvel superhero. Don't you take that away from me.
But I think he looks really good.
Pictures, I think, of Shane showing up in Daredevil, and he's like, Lori! Or whatever the hell Shane used to say. He's like, I'm bald, and then he got killed. And then he came back as Wolverine for an episode, and he was like, I'm Wolverine! And then they just kept killing him because he kept trying to be people.
I'm Wolverine!
The Jason David Frank story.
Everyone's all like season 2 Daredevil photos. I'm like, yeah, but where's the season 2 Jessica Jones announcement? Why isn't that a thing yet?
I would like, I loved Daredevil so much, but I would rather have a second season of Jessica Jones.
I like Jessica Jones a lot more. It was more fun.
Yeah,
and it had David Tennant, and it had the B from Apartment 23. And that one chick from Transformers, like, Anthony Anderson! Like, why wasn't Anthony Anderson in it? Just being like, don't talk to me, criminal! Don't talk to me! And he's, like, the only one immune to Kilgrave except for Jessica. It would be amazing.
Oh my god, I need that in my life.
Yeah. I still haven't seen either of them, so yay me.
It's really funny, this is, like, sort of sidetracked to Anthony Anderson, but my friend, like, really hates him. And there was one time... I don't know. But there was this one time, it was, like, really late at night, and we were playing Yu-Gi-Oh!, you know, like adults. And, like, I had Kangaroo Jack on in the background. And, like, Anthony Anderson.
You know, like I do.
Hashtag Jackie Likes. Man, I haven't seen that movie in forever.
Me too.
Anyway, but I had it on in the background, and, like, he was just saying something. And my friend looks at the TV, and he just turns to me and says, he's just such a fucking mouth. Describes him, but like I just love him. He's like, don't talk to me, criminal. And then he eats the donuts, and he's like, my grandma, I don't want anybody on the carpet, especially police. We're just both screaming. This is no good. Quick, everyone yell your Anthony Anderson impressions as loud as you can. Bottom line is, Jessica Jones was good.
I love Jessica Jones.
And the Disney era actors keep getting work, and the Saban ones are still begging on the streets.
Buy our ugly calendar. Oh, God. Mount Eagle. And then attack Donald Trump with it.
If only he hadn't gotten a hold of that sports almanac. back to the t-shirt.
I don't think there was any other news. The fandom fucking counted down. Countdowns need to fucking stop.
Unless it's to destruction. Wait, what were they counting down to?
The helmet. The
How many legacy sets were left? This is how bored everyone is.
Curry, let's get rid of this shit. It's actually just kind of sad.
On Christmas Day, like any other day of the year where I'm not festive and wearing a Bigfoot sweater and a Santa hat and smiling and having fun because all the other family members left besides me and my parents and my sister. And I gotta look down and see that for 2 fucking hours.
It's kind of like when a new season premieres, they're like, Dino Charge, 1 minute, 30 seconds, 15 seconds. I'm like, wait, is Dino Charge premiering? It's like, Jesus, we get it. Oh, man.
Oh, I just cringed.
There's just so many reasons I didn't want that. Like, A, at the time, the price. B, the other seasons are on Blu-ray. C, yep. I already had all the other seasons. I already bought them all. And I also wanted a different helmet. Honestly, everyone's like, Tommy Fatigue. I would have bought it if it was a green or white ranger helmet.
Exactly. If it was white ranger, I would have bought it in a second.
The helmets are so much cooler.
Yep. Yeah, I probably would too. White over green, but...
I would have like bought it 3 times if it was green with silver stripe just to fuck with people.
I would have came on it. I would have rubbed that silver stripe every
day. The photographer's
day.
Gone too far. He came on the lens.
Kevin's not here. Somebody's got to be a dirty pervert.
Even if it didn't have the white stripe, I'd buy it and put the silver stripe on it.
Yep.
It'd be amazing.
Look, guys, I fixed my helmet.
This would have been cooler, like, to have one of those
helmets. Hot pink stripe. I'll just put a hot pink stripe.
Like, Tommy Fatigue is real, but he does have the coolest shit.
Yep.
It's like, the Dragon Dagger is still cooler than the Dagger Blaster thingy, or whatever it's called, Power Blaster, Power Thong, whatever it is. Yeah, I always forget the name of it, but it's still cooler. Like, you can't deny that.
I saw that in Toys R Us, finally, like... And it's massive.
It's really nice, to tell you the truth. It's
really,
but
it's really nice. It's
I
just
agree
like after
that
the other.
It's a weird place to end up.
Yeah, it's like it would have been really cool alongside the Power Morpher and the Megazord. Like I got it, I'm like, okay, this is pretty cool. But it's still not as cool as like the other ones.
Like you I put still love the Saba, like, and you're like,
Saba is so cool. And people are like. Why are we still in MMPR? Because we haven't finished the fucking show yet. It ran for 3 years.
Yep.
Why aren't we at Zeo yet? We're in the season 3 stuff now. Let's just...
If
come on.
If I don't get my motherfucking ninja or 5-inch figure, I will murder someone.
They're going to come out with it, but it's going to have the same distribution as the 5-inch Mighty Morphin figures.
I would literally cry.
I still won't have the other 4. 3.
The,
I think I found
the
Trini.
Release one, the release one, but it'll be stuck in the Megazord mode. Super
It makes him so angry.
Oh my god, I just died inside thinking about that.
Guys, that's it'll be fine. Dude. Just it's just on my kitchen table. It's so tempting. I'll go sit down. I'm gonna go in timeout. Oh, that's nice. Alright. Any more news?
I think that's it.
Okay. News from down the hall with George. That should be a new segment. George just tells, like, yells from down the hall, the news at us, like we're in a newsroom. The takeaway is,
I wanted to grab my TARDIS. I wanted to come with a lightsaber.
Kristen Bell. Like, let's have Chuck and L. Bishop on the same show. Let's
do
it.
Oh, my God.
I liked her character. I was sad when she died.
Me too.
Okay. So now it's time for...
superhero time.
Lukey time.
Toku whatever hero time.
Toku idiot time.
Ooh.
Oh shit, I didn't watch Ninja. Fuck. I knew because it wasn't on my streaming site and I was thinking I'll watch it when I get home and then I never did it. Fuck.
I really didn't watch it either. I just kind of watched clips and looked at photos.
It was a clip show.
Oh, was it?
Okay. Yeah, quick summary. Shurikendra came in and was like, hey, Shurikendra, I did that right.
He came in and
was like, the Ninja Society people from earlier in the series sent me here to train you guys. And they're like, oh, so Jiraiya told you to come train us. And he's like, yeah.
Jiraiya told you to come. That's personal.
And so he throws out all these cards onto the ground, and it's a Japanese game called Karada.
Oh, okay.
And pronounced so karate. Johnny Karate.
It's basically this game where there's, like, stuff on the cards you have to match it to, like, a kind of, like, a riddle-ish sort of thing, and you have to find the right card. It's weird, but...
It's kind of like... Pick Up Sticks meets Cards Against Humanity.
Like, okay. We'll that.
Okay. I've played it before.
And so they do that with all of the yokai that they defeated over the course of the show. But then there's a yokai that's actually a card. And so he ends up sucking them into the cards and they have to defeat the yokai again and... It's honestly really stupid.
I, like, flashed through it really quick, and I was like, okay, Takaharu's really little, I don't know what the fuck's going on. And then I was no, not Cam is here, and then I was done.
He used that shuriken that they used in the Kyoryuger and Tokyuger movie, where they shrunk down the, I forgot what it was, I think it was one of the Kreiner Robos or something?
Yeah, it was the Kreiner.
And so they used that again, except he used it on himself, and so he shrunk down to the size of a card, and they were hopping around and doing ninja shit. really, the only takeaway from the episode is that What's-Her-Face was running around screaming for Mangetsu, and Kyuemon was basically like, yeah, he did. And she's like, no! And so she started, like, freaking the fuck out. And... Like, her fear started resurrecting,
Kiboni...
Gengetsu?
Gengetsu, yeah.
So
Kiboni Zangetsu.
The bad guy is finally reviving after 43 episodes.
I did watch finally. The end, so I got to see a little of that.
Yeah, literally, you could only watch, like, the first, like, or the last, like, 2 minutes of the episode, and you were totally fine. The rest was just kind of, like, silly Shurikendra clip show.
It's dumb. I can't believe I forgot to watch it.
It's not even CyberCam.
Kendall's not even going to have a CyberCam. I want a CyberKendall that, like, talks like Wigger. Like, every time they find a Dino Gem, Ener Gem, I want her to be like, Shoddy, what'd that thing do? Classic CyberKendall.
Just Cookie?
And then I want them to just put Cookie in charge while Kendall's out, actually. That would actually be amazing. Oh, man. And then you just have Hakim Drip Drop playing in the background of all Dino Charge episodes for, like, no reason.
I bet you drop your coat! Get your white Hispanic half-ass up in this place and pick up your goddamn coat before I fire your ass and send you back to the Middle Ages.
Oh, man. The Empire Dino Charge mashup is the best.
Hashtag first order.
Hashtag empire. I should actually get that shirt. I really should.
I've only ever seen a couple sporadic scenes from Empire, and I still want that shirt.
It's a good show. I've been like behind on this season because I'm going to do like I do a Scandal and just binge it during the summer, but I watched season one last summer, and it's like, because I feel like I shouldn't, it's not for me, but I like it. Like, it's not made for me, but I still enjoy it. It's like, hey, what would have happened to, you know, the War Machine if he ran a record company? Like, my question is if that guy would have stayed on as War Machine, would Don Cheadle be an Empire? That's my question. Would he be Lucius Lyon? No?
No.
All right.
I don't even know what's going on.
Okay. Well, speaking of Lucius Lyon, Ghost?
Yeah, because I have nothing else to say about an integer whatsoever.
Like, I'm glad that I sort of picked a good week to miss it where I didn't miss a good, like, any discussion, but I meant to watch it, like, all day. Like, I'm an idiot.
Like, I mean, I'm glad that, like, Gengetsu's finally getting revived and, like, shit's actually finally gonna go down, but, like, it's just, it's been so long. I was starting to think he just wasn't gonna resurrect at all.
He doesn't even exist, it's just a myth.
He doesn't even exist.
That would be funny.
Kyuemon's like, I was gonna get to all along.
There was a really funny, oh fuck, wait, sorry, it was close, the Starving Animal commercial came on, I had to get out of it. There was a funny tweet that came through my timeline, I don't remember who tweeted it and who was the retweeter, but it was like about the reveal at the end of last week that Kyuemon's his son, and it's like, I'm his son, it's like, and? He's like, I thought you'd care. It's like, no? I thought it was pretty funny.
It's pretty much my care in the show. Right,
pretty
now.
Much.
I'm just waiting for the animals to show up, really.
Please be better, please.
I'm waiting for the animals to show up and inevitably just suck, because that's just how it goes now.
I'm just waiting for disappointment. You know, it really doesn't, like, we've been so... It's so complaining about Toku right now, but it really doesn't help that, like, literally everything else with TV and movies is just continuously getting better.
Yeah.
So it's like, it makes it look worse for the fact that everything else is pretty much improving, and this is, like, going downhill. And, like, admittedly, Drive got a lot better in the second half, but still, Gaim was, like, this really weird oasis. Like, especially, like, the further we get into everything else, like, it's kind of funny, like, what this, it was just this weird little, like, one-off series that was really good, and now we're just stuck. We're lost at sea. Tom Hanks can't even save us. Hashtag Wilson. Hashtag Dr. Wilson. Hashtag Tomb Raider. Hashtag still mix sad.
Hashtag
someone stop me from hashtagging. Hash brown no filter.
Hashtag cat butt.
Hash brown sound good right now. I think they sounded good last week too. I've just been craving hash browns for the past weeks. Anyway,
I had McDonald's breakfast about 2 hours ago.
McDonald's breakfast is amazing, and you can have it any time now. Any guy, see, it's all connected. Anyway, we're getting weird. Okay, guy. I mean, guy. Ghost.
I wish.
Oh, ghosts. Okay. I mean, the episode wasn't terrible, but the things that happened in it kind of were.
Yeah.
Because we're essentially going back to, like, the same idea of collecting the ghost icons again, even though we have more time. But the fact that... except it's not even fun. We're not even going back to the island where Hurley is, writing The Empire Strikes Back in 1970. everyone knows Hurley actually wrote The Empire Strikes Back. Anyway, now I want to rewatch Lost. God damn it. Anyway, so we're resetting that plot, and, like, we pretty much knew there was going to be some, like, Deus Ex Machina of whatever when Ghost ran out and Boost and all that, but this was, like, fucking A. He got a hug from his dad, and that was it. He got a hug from his dad, and he's like, my dad hugged me, and now I have sunglasses in 99 more days, and I'm just okay with that. Like, god damn it. Like, Toku's can be really bad for explanations, but this was really bad. Mm. Like, they could have done something cool here. Like, I would almost rather they had just kept the entire deadline of his death until the end of the series. If they couldn't figure out how to do it where they ran up to it so early. But they could have done something cooler, like, I don't know, maybe the ghost people were like, oh, you are so noble that we're going to let you live to be ghosts, but then when your mission's done, you die or something. I don't know. And then they give him sunglasses. But something cooler, like, it was really lame. Like, I hope there's a little bit more elaboration on, like, the form, but there was, like, no explanation for this form. Like, this was, like, Fi's levels of, here, you dropped this, slash, this got mailed to you. That's how he got blaster form. Either it was mailed to him or he dropped it. Whether you watch the movie or the TV show, you get to pick an explanation. But it was really lame the way he got it, for sure. And I felt no impact of it. It's just... Sigh, Gorilla Zoe. Mm. I miss O's.
Me too.
Still call them combos?
Now I want fucking combos.
That sounds really good. Now I'm thinking about Morgan, and I want to rewatch Chuck and Lost on this at the same time while eating pizza combos.
I like the cheddar cheese ones with the cracker.
I like pizza.
I love pizza.
Because that was the only kind I could find. But Brian, what are your thoughts on Light?
I didn't hate it nearly as much as you did.
I didn't hate it. I'm just saying I hate the explanation. Like I said, it wasn't a bad episode. I just don't like what happened.
I mean, I don't necessarily think that it's a great explanation, but, like, it's just the power of his dad's soul, basically. It's basically his dad as a ghost icon. That's basically what it is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But, like, did it, then what granted him the more days? It was his dad, too?
That's not fully explained yet. I don't know if it had something to do with the fact that his dad gave him quote-unquote life, or if, like, the shaman dude was just like, well, the point of this was to get you alive, and you're a little jackass that wasted it on Fuckface's sister, so, you know, classic here, try again. Don't fuck, like, it up this time.
See, I didn't know that it was his dad as a ghost icon, but I thought maybe, like, I was very confused on what got him the more days. I thought maybe his dad sacrificed his, like, soul or something to give him more days.
That's my thought, but I don't know yet. I don't know if they're going to elaborate on that or not. But
so the explanation for the form is kind of cool if it's his dad, but, like, they could have made that more clear to idiots like me. Because he basically just hugged him and then he came back.
That's what's been happening this entire show. He's been hugging the other people and making ghost icons.
I forgot about
that. So his dad hugged him and turned into a ghost icon, sort of.
So. And his dad really loves Hot Rod Flames.
Apparently. This thing was just Guy Fieri.
This whole thing. Real life Super Saiyan.
Purple dimple win, guys.
Like, I just think that, I think this could have been a good opportunity for, like, I guess it's a bit early in it for, compared to Drive, but for, like, a next arc turning point. And I feel like we've just been reset. We have, but we're just resetting, basically.
Give it time.
More like give it time.
Like, just because it's visually, you think it's getting reset to the same old spiel, it might not be.
I hope not.
I hope.
I mean...
I have.
They already have 8.
Need wizard.
But that right, they have 8. Makoto has 3, and the bad guys have 2. There's 2 more floating around the wild. I think Himiko and Ryoma are out in the wild. Nobody has those yet.
It's in a drawer.
Probably
it's in Ryoma's drawer with that, like, cyanide loxie. Like, oh hey, I forgot I made this cyanide loxie that'll kill you, but it's, like, super strong and shit.
What else is in my fucking movie?
Oh fuck, there's eyeballs in here. Screams.
Ryoma comes back and was like, this had my name on it, so I kept it.
I wonder how they're going to handle like the clock this time in terms of, because they did it really weirdly this time.
I'm expecting it to, I would imagine this round of 99 days would be up by March, because his goal this time is to unite the 15 icons. Basically,
so we get that form thing we know about.
It's to get to the icon driver G.
Yeah.
It's basically his goal in this situation. So I think this round of 99 days will be up or close to up when that debuts in March. So.
But I also meant, like, I wonder, like, are we going to do that thing where, like, when Spectre debuted, it seemed like they were just sitting around for a really long time being like, who's that? Like, they did
it. At least they showed us this time what they were doing.
Yeah, like, and it was kind of nice to have a little bit of a time lapse and stuff, but, like, they were really bad at time with that last match. But
man,
I hope
gotta get Nobunaga back. 1 month later, guys, we still need to get Nobunaga. Who dat guy?
Oh shit! I forgot. Like I hope that after this, though, they don't. Like I can't imagine they will, but they don't reset again. Like he keeps like refreshing his life. Like I hope that like there's when he gathers them, and like the uniting of them for like that form and stuff does something where it's. We move past that.
He'll probably come back to life when he gets the icon driver.
Maybe he'll be a permaghost.
That would be cool.
That's a possibility, too.
But, like, at least he won't have to die. I mean, like, you know, disappear.
He's
a ghost, so he's dead.
Stuck how he is. Not back to life, but he's not alive either.
Yeah.
They can watch all of his friends get old. Because he wouldn't age anymore.
Oh, so he's basically Clara.
He's just stuck waiting to go back to his death. But I hope that, like, I know there's a little bit mystery around, like, Spectre's, like, involvement with the villains or whatever, but I really hope he's not, like, he's not, like, a full-on dick like he was, but I hope he's not totally standoffish. Because, like, Ghost was like, oh, handshake, and he's like, fuck you, I'm gonna do my sledge impression. Like, I hope that's like just a small little arc.
Where's Andre?
I don't know what the hell that was about. Like,
yeah,
he
I don't
was,
know.
Like,
either.
All determined. He's like, oh, I'm gonna defend his friends and fight for Takeru's dream. And then he's like, oh, and then he got hurt. And then Takeru came back. He was like, hey, what's up? And he's like, fuck you. And he just, you weren't like, supposed to see me like that. And he just,
I was supposed to be all cool, and I got beat up, and I'm wearing this leather getup, and it's like, Chase, it made sense for Chase because he's a robot, he didn't know better, but I don't know what the fuck's wrong with me. Why am I wearing this?
Like, in terms of being involved with the Ganma, I think it's just the fact that he was in the Ganma world, and, like, Alan probably helped him escape.
Yeah, I just kind of, I think it would be a neat thing to possibly explore a little bit, like in a flashback. Because there's some cool territory there of him living in that world. And like how...
He told Alan to fuck off in this episode.
Fuck you, Aaron.
You know what treason means, right? He's like, yeah. Bye.
Every single Spectre is now an enemy of the Republic. But I just like...
And...
Like, oh god, I don't need Spectre to be like that again. Like I said, I don't think he'll go full douche because obviously Ghost has done this awesome thing for him and stuff
never
like that.
Go
but
full douche,
yeah, never go full douche. Otherwise, you're gonna end up douche nation. too much Parks and Rec. But like, I just don't need that. Bit like I think we talked about that last week with Necron coming in. It would be nice for Ghost and Spectre to put up a united front. And like,
damn it,
Spectre's kind of weird when you think about it. Like
he's super weird. He's written really strange right now.
Yeah, and like he just feels like I don't know, like not a full character right now. Like there could be so much more done with him. It feels real awkward right now. Because there could be some cool stuff there. I don't know. We'll see. I definitely hope that things are a little bit different this time around.
He reminds me a lot of Meteor.
Oh god, Meteor.
Yeah. God damn it. Worst. Didn't even like mayonnaise. Poor Beast.
Oh, poor Beast, the one I actually liked had no progression whatsoever because the writers didn't like him.
I miss Dante and Go. They were the bestest ever.
Oh god, yes. But yeah, there's Javel died in this episode.
He got killed by the boost. He got boosted.
I feel like he's gonna come back.
Like, yeah, he seems too important to die so quickly.
I thought he was just gonna get fake beaten.
Where like he blows up and then you see him later stumbling along the same beach. Like I didn't expect to see his icon like burst and stuff. Like like you said, I do feel like he might be back in some way.
I just ripped my pants. Are you fucking kidding me?
Goemon, while they're looking for Ryoma, I believe is what's happening next episode.
I'll be right back.
Gotta go get new pants.
It happens like 4 times a year. I'm so bad with pants. I'll be right back.
So specific.
Well, on the plus side, this one counts for 2015. So.
We're like right on the deadline.
Tomorrow it's a clean slate.
Here's to 3 times only in 2016.
I'm ready for Ninja to be over, and I'm ready for Ghost to get enjoyable. Like, not that I hate Ghost, it's...
Ghost is just kind of average right now.
Yeah, it's aggressively mediocre.
I like the suits.
I don't hate it, but there's not a whole lot that I love.
Yeah. I like the suits.
I do love the suits. I really like Boost. It looks really nice on...
Yeah, it looked really cool in the fight scene and whatnot. I still wish they had... I know that, like, I totally get, marketing-wise, why they went for this whole Yo-Kai Watch vibe. But I still wish we had gone for, like, a spooky, creepy vibe. It could have been so cool.
I'm back.
You have pants?
Yeah, I have pants.
I mean, Kevin wouldn't have pants. The role of Kevin is now being played by George.
Yeah, no, it's not really necessary.
My closet's right next to my bed, so I just like had to get up and hobble over like Sledge.
Or Makoto. What's his name? Yeah, there we go. I forget his real name all the time.
Not even voiced by Johnny Youngbotch. Jeff will get that reference.
My name is Jeff. Channing Tatum always gets my references.
Speaking of Channing Tatum, his wife was on Supergirl.
Who's his wife?
Lucy Lane.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I know that Anya's going to be on the first episode of 2016.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I forgot she's going to be on it.
She's going to be vengeance demoning, you know how she do. Just turn a guy into a worm.
She all never should have died.
Poor Anya.
Her body's gone forever.
It's still in the Sunnydale pit.
The Sunnydale pit.
That's the pit that Andy fell in.
Rabble, rabble, rabble time.
I fell in the pit.
the pit accurately describes Ramble Time now.
Sure. Have you watched the finale of Supergirl yet, Brian?
Yes, Pokemon is first, but the Mega Evolution special was on, and I didn't watch it because I forgot to tape it.
I missed Pokemon, I forgot
it. Yeah, I did watch Supergirl, but I'm going to go pee. So.
Oh. Good time. Wait, you watched it too, right?
What?
The last episode of Supergirl that aired.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I watched that shit live.
I'm trying to remember it, because it's been a while, because Brian hadn't watched it for so long, but okay, she fought against... What's her name? Astra?
Astra and her husband, Nan.
Oh, her husband, fucking Whistler from Sona. Brian, you're missing my Sona jokes.
What?
Prison Break!
Oh,
Chickenfoot, Lichero. But yeah, because she fought against her, and then she was like, "Your mom was a total douche." But then, like, I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm an idiot, but I don't know what to believe. I mean, I guess there could be a little bit more shady about her mom, but then she totally pulled that douchey move at the end where she's like, "Ah, I'm the classic villain that wanted to be captured."
Exactly. I hate that shit.
But
she's standing in the weakest pose in all of history. Okay, like, shut the fuck up.
Plus, Kara's only trained like 3 times.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I do kind of hope, I think it would be more interesting if there was a little bit more shady about her mom instead of her mom being, like, this perfect figure.
Yeah.
And evil aunt. I think it would be interesting if it was a little more balanced.
Yeah,
like, I don't think the aunt...
somewhere.
Yeah, I don't think
bring
the aunt...
Bring balance to the Force!
Exactly. It's all Star Wars. Wait. Okay.
Oh, I put my TARDIS away when I ripped my pants. I was going to use the TARDIS the next time you use your lightsaber.
I put my TARDIS away, and I ripped my pants. Quote of the day. But
do I seriously
and
have no noisemakers on my desk right now? What the fuck is this shit?
That's all I have here, I think. Yeah, I don't have anything else that makes noise here.
I don't even have the Yo-Kai watch. It's over my review station.
But yeah, like, I don't think Astro will be full on good, but I think that it would be kind of cool to give them both, like, a gray area. Both the mom and the aunt. I think that would make things a lot more interesting, and I hope that's the way they go.
I feel like the mom already kind of has a gray area because of what she did.
She's a huge B. I mean, she's no Whistler, but Brian, you missed my Whistler jokes. He's like, I gotta get out of Sona so I can die in season 4, like, really quickly. Gretchen! She's gonna give her babies to Caroline. Okay, it's enough references. Anyway.
So... Kat is the best.
She is.
Because she figured it out.
I was
like,
not expecting to like that character as much as I do.
I think,
like,
she's
my probably my favorite.
You don't like Kitty Walker? No brothers and sisters fans here? Only one?
No, I don't. I've seen it like 2 times.
Okay.
I've fallen asleep.
Obscure references done. But she's really been a good character, and I think she's gotten probably the most development, I think, in terms of change from the first half of the season. And I like what they've done with her, and I like that she figured it out. I mean, it's pretty easy. This guy is terrible.
Yeah.
Lance Hunt wears glasses. Captain Amazing doesn't wear glasses. He wouldn't be able to see. It doesn't make any sense. Mystery Man reference? Checked off.
I'm just glad she figured it out. Like, of all the characters that could have figured it out, she'd be the most likely, because she's
totally
just really fucking smart.
Yeah. And I think, like, that it'll make things more interesting. I think it's kind of cool, or funny in general, that, like, ever since Arrow... Like, all of the shows under these guys' umbrella, like, they reveal their identities to their, you know, their close circle quicker.
Uh-huh.
Like, Arrow was, like, a slow as fuck burn. Like, I think Thea just found out last week. But, which is fine. Like, sometimes the whole secret identity thing can have some cool reveals and stuff. But, like, Arrow's was a lot slower. But, like,
and
Flash did things pretty efficiently. Supergirl
would be standing 2 feet away from Lance and be like, I'm not Oliver Queen.
And he like totally
bitch,
picked out Roy.
See your face.
He picked out Roy in like 5 seconds. He's like, Harper? Wait, let me get my lizard face on. But like that, they did that a lot quicker. They're doing it a lot quicker here, obviously. I mean, her sister knew from the get-go. Her friends know. I don't think there's that many people that don't know that aren't, you know, general public. So I think that'll open up a lot of different avenues. And I think it's good that they don't stretch it out too far in certain cases.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what else went down in the episode.
Stank breath.
I'm going to need more than that.
The woman that had horrible stinky breath that melted somebody's face off that was from the prison.
What about her? It's been so long.
It's just funny. It was funny.
Okay. I was hoping there was more.
No.
Wynn was all bitchy because Kara, like, saved black guy, Jimmy Olsen, and then Jimmy's like, man, go for it! Shoot!
I got me Southern.
Yes. He turned, like, super Southern just for that one scene.
Classic eggs. Nobody will get that True Blood reference, but...
I remember him from Desperate Housewives. That's what you know about my life.
Well, I love Desperate Housewives. I only watched the first two seasons, though.
You need to watch more. Did a flash forward.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was like the last two seasons were like 5 years later.
What?
I know. I just blew your mind. But no one looked
like Haverford this week. I'm just going, what? What?
Every time he enters the room, those horns just go off. Brr, 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 brr. Oh, Tom, amazing. But I feel bad I don't have more to say. It's been so long, but I just do remember it was a good mid-season finale.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm looking forward to it coming back.
I want everything to come back.
It'll be back. Like, Supergirl comes back super soon. It's like Monday.
Yep.
So, and Anya's going to be in it.
I'm so excited.
I have a theory. It could be bunnies. If Xander ever gets out of perpetual rehab, maybe he'll stop by. I don't know what he's doing.
That's poor Xander. That's sad.
I know. But maybe it was his doppelganger. He has a shiny thing. It disorients you.
Shiny thing. Shield your eyes. Choke my wife.
Shield your eyes. It'll melt your brain. I mean, didn't they know when they interrogated him to ask him to do the Snoopy dance? He couldn't even do it. Okay, I shouldn't be making light of it, but... Xander.
I know.
Okay. But, okay, what was Pokemon about? Oh, yeah, so we already talked about that.
Special, didn't watch it.
Yeah, nobody watched it. Pokemon's first, nobody watched it. This just in. The Doctor Who special was on this week.
Yeah.
It's probably the final appearance of River Song.
I kind of liked it.
It was a good episode. I liked it.
Yeah.
I was pretty satisfied with River's last appearance because it did feel like an ending as well, since it was her post Silence in the Library and, you know, Matt Smith kind of say goodbye to her. But we did never really get to see that scene of him giving her the sonic screwdriver, so it was kind of nice. And plus, it was cool just to see 12 interact with her. And it kind of helps everything feel super connected to everything because she's, like, so part of that whole era and everything.
I love how she didn't know throughout, like, half of the episode.
I was surprised.
It was so fun.
The TARDIS scene was the greatest thing I've ever watched.
When he found out that she had been taking the TARDIS without him knowing it. Like, well, maybe she noticed
refrigerators.
Oh, that was so great.
God.
And, like, him continuously crossing his arms every time she mentioned her husband.
Cross arms.
Oh, that was so funny. It was a really, like, the base plot of it was really zany, so it made for a lot of just really funny things.
Yeah.
They had a really, like, good ending for it. Like, it was, assuming it's her last appearance, which I think it probably should be, it was really nice, like, bookend, especially since River's timeline is so timey-wimey. But, like, it all circles back to the first appearance and everything nicely. It's weird to me in a way that she didn't recognize him because she knows him so well. I feel like she'd be able to tell. But it makes sense because she thought that, you know, 11 was his last regeneration.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I thought you couldn't do that anymore. I did a thing. Or whatever he said. I love that, like... It was sort of a different context, but that will randomly happen, like, whenever they're in a situation where he's like, all right, here's the plan. We're going to go over here, I'm going to do a thing, and then they'll be saved. What are you going to do? I don't know, I haven't thought of it yet. But I'm going to do a thing. Trying to think what else. What else?
Lucas from Little Britain was in it, and he was great.
Wait, was he the guy... Oh, damn it, no one's going to know this. He played... Was he the one that, like, found the Doctor in the first place?
Yeah.
Because he played Toby, the character of Toby in Community in the Inspector Spacetime episode.
Oh, really?
About Doctor Who, yeah, and he like tried to steal Troi from Abed because he was like, Toby and Abed in the morning? That doesn't even make any sense. So I thought that was kind of funny that he was in this, and then he was like in an Inspector Spacetime episode. I've seen him in other things too. I think wasn't he in shit.
She.
Bridesmaids he was in, maybe?
Yeah, he was in Bridesmaids. He was the
Yeah.
roommate that
Yeah.
Rep Wilson was the brother, and they were like incestuous.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Yeah.
But I've
But
seen him in a couple other things.
he, you need to watch Little Britain and Come Fly With Me. It's like SNL on crack, but done perfectly.
Done
It's like.
perfectly on crack.
Like it's just like you'll laugh for hours and hours and hours, and every single episode is on Netflix. There's so many great things. Giles getting butt fucked.
Oh, God. I don't think I need to see that. That'd be the ultimate, dear Lord. I can hear
Hated it
Giles
the
cleaning his
entire time
glasses
until he
right now.
realized it's gay. It was great. Catherine Tate is in it a lot. It's just like it's hilarious. Like you need to watch it.
Just can't get the Giles thing out of my head now. Poor Giles. He's been through a lot since the end of Buffy.
He was the
I mean,
president, though.
that's what happens when you try to kill Spike. I'm just saying, Giles, you don't kind of try to kill Spike. I feel like I had more to say, but I don't. There was a. It's like one of those times where we watch something funny, and there was a bunch of lines I don't remember, but there was a bunch of really funny river lines. I can't remember. Maybe you guys can remember. There was a really funny line about archaeologists like being like old thieves or something. God, it was really funny. I wish I could like describe it. I feel like a terrible comedian that's trying to get lead the audience to the jokes. But I guess like without any specific scenes to talk about, I'll just say that I thought it was a really good way to end this season because not only was it a good end for River, but I think it was a good tie-in to essentially what he just went through with Clara and sort of having to learn that, well, I guess he's obviously the doctor's been through that a lot, but I mean the things end and he just has to let it go,
Yep.
which I mean he's kind of been through a lot of that. I mean all that he went through for Clara, and he couldn't have fucking TARDIS to New Jersey and picked up an Amy and Rory, but I mean I'm over it, but come on, like just TARDIS sit somewhere else, take a plane, they're fine. It would be chilling right now, but I thought it was just a good, like thematically, a really good way to end it, while also giving River a good final appearance and just getting to see them interact. Like, was a lot of fun. They had a fun chemistry.
I almost wish there was like almost a post-credit sequence or something like setting up the next series, because it won't be until like next fall.
Yeah, it's quite a ways. They're trying to cancel the
Yeah.
show.
Oh no. Yeah,
I
it's
mean,
not like they gave it a spin-off that's going to air before that anyway.
I'm assuming that we'll. I mean, obviously, unless they do something weird, like try to keep it like a surprise, we'll get an announcement about the companion before then. Like, because it's weird. I'm trying to. Because I have started watching live in series 6, so I don't know if there's ever been a situation like this before where we don't know who the companion's going to be.
No, they usually announce it before they're
Well,
gonna.
because they usually set it up. Like, Clara
Yeah.
was set up in the Snowmen. And then, like, the Doctor's regeneration was set up, between in the last Christmas special. So, like, the past few years, there's always been a setup for what's next. But, like, right now, we don't really know anything. I mean, I assume we know that is Capaldi's going to be back, I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah,
He introduces his new screwdriver.
because he obviously, yeah, he had the sunglasses still. I thought Clara had
Oh,
those.
he used the screwdriver. He
But he had the
did?
sun. He did have the
Yeah.
sunglasses, though.
Yeah, he had the sunglasses. He used the screwdriver toward the end. It was very brief.
Oh,
Like,
okay.
it was super brief, because the tip has that,
Vice
the
turned to
flashy
tip.
thing. It
Yeah.
like, and it doesn't spit. I don't, I'm describing it awful, but it flashes and stuff, Yeah, the
and
flashy thing.
I saw it and I was like, yay! And then it was okay. gone, and I'm like, oh.
I'm not mad at him also having the sunglasses sometimes, though. It just fits his personality.
Plus, you could get away with it without, like... Because if he pulled out this sonic screwdriver, like, she would know. But yeah, with the glasses, she didn't really pick up on the fact that he was doing sonic stuff.
That actually makes a lot of sense now that I think about it.
Sonic trowel. I want a toy of it. I just want the glasses, the trowel.
Like, the glasses you could buy right now for, like, $5, but if they have official ones, $20, I'm buying it! Just throwing Tom Haverford money at it.
Bills.
How you making that paper?
Bill. Bill, dinosaur guy. Okay.
But yeah, I just think it's kind of a weird situation to be in. The only thing we really know is that obviously, I guess it's pretty obvious he'd be back unless it's like the first time a Doctor regenerates at the beginning of the series.
He's supposed to be back for all of Series 10.
Yeah, so.
When I remember reading.
Like, that's all we know.
Yeah.
So I'm curious about the companion because they usually debut in like a Christmas special or something.
Yeah, I expected something, but there wasn't anything.
I think it'll be interesting. I hope it's something.
If it was Missy, like.
Oh God, that would be crazy.
Not as the companion, but like at the end of the episode, just like show her for a second plotting.
You know, admittedly, I really would have loved to see Missy and River interact.
Yeah.
I think that would have been really interesting, considering both of their roles in the Doctor's lives and their personality. Personalities would just, I think, be crazy. Like, I hope we see Missy a little bit more next season. Like, the way she was hyped up promotionally before this series aired, I thought she was going to be in it more.
Yeah, I thought she's going to be in at least 5 episodes.
Yeah, know? And like I thought I'd see her in the finale, and like it's not like I don't want to necessarily oversaturate with her and ruin the specialness of it, but I hope we do see a little bit more of her next season. She's so much better than, I mean, not like the dude performance wise did a bad job with the master, but like plot wise,
she is the best master ever.
Like, it's so great. She's so entertaining. Like, she better embodies, I think I mentioned that in one of our discussions, a series of, like, essentially an evil version of the Doctor, because she's, like, got that perfect, like, zany, weird personality.
Yep.
That, like, it's, like, the perfect example of it. And
I wish I could see her with Matt Smith's Doctor, because they'd both be, like, frantic and crazy and, like, jittery.
That would be pretty
bouncing around like fucking rabbits.
Maybe for the 55th anniversary special.
The time of the master.
So it's like a perfect example of like the opposite of like why I'm tired of when we talk about Toku crossovers, just people standing next to each other. But like with these, when we talk about people meeting, it's like I want to see them interact and see them interplay. Exactly. Because that's the fun of it.
Yep.
Like wanting to see River and the Master interact, or Missy interact, and see Craig interact with 12.
And I want fucking Gwen Cooper to get her Torchwood ass up in fucking Doctor Who.
Is that Gwen Stacy's sister?
It would be the best thing in the world.
Oh, it's Beth Cooper's sister. Claire's sister. Claire's son is Peter Pan. Peter Pan is Rumpelstiltskin's grandfather. I don't know why people can't follow this. I don't know why people look at me so funny when I say that.
Oh, perfect.
Rumpelstiltskin's great-grandmother is... Or grandmother is Claire Bennett. Everyone knows that. I mean, come on. Let's get real. Okay.
So what's next? The spinoff. The new spinoff, Class. What an exciting title.
Thank you.
I hope the show has a lot of class.
Show's a lot of fun. They should have done the Gibby spinoff instead. Gibby couldn't have gotten a feud with himself. They killed that universe thanks to a feud. Now all we have is Henry Danger and some other show. I don't even know what the hell it is. I don't watch him anymore.
I know. My sister and I had like a 3-hour conversation about this while we were Christmas shopping.
I was supposed to be watching Dan Schneider shows well into my 50s.
Exactly.
Maybe Gibby will make a return someday. And his head. And Guppy. I was like, brother. Earlier today, I was like watching reruns of iCarly and Victorious, and I really miss both of those shows.
Me too.
They were really funny.
I miss them. I miss Zoe 101. I miss Drake and Josh.
The Psychoids and his weirdness.
I miss the Amanda Show.
She went cray cray. Speaking of cray cray, now it's time for.
Is it the thing? Is it time for the thing?
Yes, it's the thing. We don't have Kevin
to
do the.
Oh God! I don't got
voice.
A jingle.
If I try to do the mover voice, I'll sound like Gilman. See, it's how it happened.
Okay. Now it's time for the RR Best of 2015 awards.
Thank you for that amazing introduction, Leslie. This is Entertainment 720. I wish Tom was hosting this.
That'd be great.
Sorry, Brian.
I just retweeted something Tom related.
I'm not on Twitter right now.
Well, that's your
it's a rare time. Rare game. Okay. So I guess this year, I was mentioned last week, we didn't have like voting available or anything. We're going to try to do that next year. And by try, I mean if we're like get our lazy butts up and remember to do it.
We'll probably fail.
We'll probably fail the schmitty again.
Just for kicks, what I will do is after this episode goes live, I will put a post up on Facebook that lists the categories, and people can just comment on that post with their picks, and we can read them, maybe. I don't know.
Next week, or the week after, if we fall asleep.
We'll see. We'll see.
Okay. So I guess we'll get started with the first category. Category Ace. Blade time. No. it is Mover of the Year. Just pretend I'm doing a really good Korra announcer voice. So, Brian, what was your Mover of the Year?
Damn it. I've got truth, it's Star Wars, but I didn't want to just fap to Star Wars. So I'm gonna hand it off to Ant-Man, because Ant-Man was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Ant-Man was awesome. Bobby Newport, the movie, was pretty rad.
It was great.
It's all about Sweetums.
Mostly
and, you know.
Because, like, I was expecting to dig it, but I was not expecting to like it as much as I did.
I was expecting to dig it, but I wasn't expecting to fig it.
Oh, I love it.
My pick is Star Wars because I am gonna fap to Star Wars. But
I figured someone would, so I didn't.
But it like Star Wars was really good. We talked about it a lot last week. Obviously, reasons why I liked it, but I was really happy with it. But before that, Ant-Man was my pick, so it was my runner-up. Like, because I did want to make note that as much as I did like the Avengers, especially on the second viewing, but I thought Ant-Man was better just because I liked its being different.
Yeah,
and like, I loved it for the same reason I liked Guardians.
Yeah,
exactly. And like, it's funny because I saw a couple like best of lists when they list Ant-Man. They're like, "Well, it's not as important to the universe." I'm like, "Well, you know what? As much as I love the connected universe, I that's what I love about Ant-Man is that it's not about the universe. It's about him and his characters. Like, it's just like with S.H.I.E.L.D. or anything else in it. Like, I love the interconnectivity, but when they have their own movie, the focus should be about them. You know, it shouldn't always have to be about how did this impact the road to the next Avengers movie. And that's what I liked about Ant-Man. That it was about Ant-Man and it was about Baskin-Robbins and ice cream. Damn it, now ice cream sounds good, even though it's like below freezing here. But yeah, but my pick was Star Wars, but I just wanted to point that out about Ant-Man, that's why I like Bobby Newport, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Party okay. At my dad's lake house.
So, I have two choices as a tie, and one of them's really, like out of left field. The first is Ant-Man.
Just out of left field. I can't even believe it.
Ant-Man. And the other is Spy with Melissa McCarthy.
I haven't seen that yet, but I heard it was really funny.
It is one of the funniest movies that I've seen in years. It's like 21 and 22 Jump Street levels of I had to run to the bathroom
because I was going to Jump Street.
And like anybody who hasn't seen it, please see it. It's amazing. It needs a sequel. And Rose Byrne, like, she just fucking knocked it out of the ballpark. She's fucking hilarious. And Miranda Hart, oh my god, her character, like, she comes in at the best times ever. And Jason Statham is playing a spoof of Jason Statham. He lies the entire movie and he goes like, I killed a man with a razor blade and a pen and a sticker one time while I was snowboarding.
I really and need to see that. I really need to. Such totally.
It's such a good fucking movie. And I was excited for Ghostbusters before that, but now I'm so freaking excited for Ghostbusters it isn't even funny. Like, that's my Star Wars.
It just reminded me of a movie that I actually quite liked was Identity Thief. I thought Identity Thief was really funny.
Oh, I love that movie.
Now I'm thinking about Horrible Bosses. I'm thinking just anything that Jason Bateman was in right now. So, like, change up. Like, I don't know why. Now I'm just Jason Bateman.
Where is
Jason Bateman? I don't know. His life. We haven't talked in a week.
But yeah, that's a really good movie, and everybody should see it.
It should be making the rounds on the movie station soon, so I should be able to see it.
Oh, it's so freaking good. We rented it from Redbox on a whim, and I didn't expect to love it as much as I did, and I was in tears by the time the movie was over. Like, it would be me if I was forced to be a spy. Like, it just, like, it was freaking amazing. I laughed the entire time. And you think for that kind of movie that, like, all the funny stuff's in the trailer, like, there's one segment of the funny in the trailers, and, like, it's the funniest movie of the year, hands down. Like, it was so good.
Let's all just stop the show and go watch it. and Kevin's not here, but his pick was the Peter Pan live special from NBC. He loves Christopher Walken.
Right. Christopher Walken closet.
All right, next category was Game of the Year. Hopscotch, represent. Just kidding.
I prefer tic-tac-toe.
Foursquare, fuck you. God, everyone knows the reigning champ is Tag. Okay.
Red light, green light, bitch.
I hated Tag, I wasn't fast.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, you're it. And I literally, when Tag happened and someone tagged me, I was like, you're it, and ran off. I just stood there.
You're it. Fuck
that
you.
That was my plan. These motherfuckers.
Like, you're
are
it. They run
here.
Off. I'm like, okay.
That's how you want to play it.
Even when I was skinny, like, I was not up for physical activity. I wanted.
That's
because
physical activity is the worst.
At least tell me you guys like dodgeball, though.
I was actually decent at dodgeball. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Like, even if, like, I was terrible at it, it was so much more fun than any of the generic sports we had to do in dodgeball.
Given how fucking huge I am, you would think that I suck ass at dodgeball, but I was actually pretty decent at it. I don't know why.
Well, I just had to know because it's like, I feel like every movie I watched, I was like, oh, we're going to play dodgeball, I'm dreading it. Whereas, like, that was, like, the thing we prayed for every time we had gym. But well, instead of running laps or playing, like, rugby or something, we would play dodgeball, like... We played dodgeball so much in elementary school. It was like a culture shock in middle and high school when we didn't.
New Jersey, fun fact, dodgeball's banned from the entire state.
Gotcha, we state shit, bro.
Yeah. schools started to use medicine balls and stuff for dodgeball, and the jocks would go around and just peg kids in the face and not give a shit because none of the gym teachers in my state give a shit. And they're all, like, texting and jerking off in the stalls and shit. And I don't know what the fuck they're doing, but they're not being teachers. And
what kind of medicine? Like, Robitussin?
Yeah, I don't know.
NyQuil? Like, just a sleeper dog? Like, boom, hit you in the face. You're going to fall asleep in 30 minutes, and we're going to win the game. We just got to wait you out.
But, like, dodgeball's a no-no. So I only got to play it a handful of times, and sometimes it would be like the small Nerf balls and stuff, like small, soft.
We had pillowy foam balls that were coated in plastic, but most of them, like the plastic, was rubbing off. I don't know how our works. I'll turn into a dodgeball discussion, but
I don't know.
Dodgeball's our game of the year.
You can dodge a
boom.
You can dodge a segment.
So I'll connect
you. Okay, for realsies though, this category was easily the hardest category for me. 2015 was a fantastic year for movies. It was even a better game for or better
game for years.
It was a better game for years. It was even a better year for games. Like the list of quality games that came out in 2015 is insane. I was sitting here, I was scrolling through them, and I'm like, okay, that came out. Most of them were toward the end of the year. Because I'm like, I'm sure I forgot something. There was a couple games that came out beforehand. Majora's Mask 3D came out and stuff like that. But I ended
That's basically a 90s game.
True. There was a ton of games I wanted to list. Like, Yoshi's Woolly World's really fun. I've been playing Xenoblade Chronicles X. That's really fun. Halo 5 has taken up a ton of my time. Fallout 4, Lego Dimensions, etc., etc. But ultimately, I ended up giving it to Super Mario Maker. I was talking about earlier in the show, it's not even the making levels thing, because like I said, I suck at making levels. I am the fucking worst at making levels. But to go in and to see the kind of things that other people can think of, like some of the tricks that you have to do to beat some of these levels, is really ingenious. And the playing other people's levels portion of the game is what makes it great for me. Like it takes Mario to a whole different level, and I think that's really, really fun about it. Mic drop.
Ben Wyatt style. Hashtag Icetown. This was kind of a tough category for me too. Like, there was a bunch of games that, like, before like the main gaming season started, I thought would be like serious contenders that wound up not being as serious as I thought. But like, I ended up giving mine to actually, which came out I think mid-year, Arkham Knight. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that game. Like, I ended up giving it to it because in terms of like gameplay, like that and Tomb Raider were the most fun I had. But I liked Arkham Knight's story more than Tomb Raider's. I think it was really well done in terms of not just the Arkham Knight stuff, but the stuff done with Batman and the Joker. And those games in general are just really good. And there were some complaints about the Batmobile, which I could see points, but I think what's nice about all those games in general is that every year they had this great solid foundation of like this awesome combat and like feel like you're Batman. But like every game, maybe with the exception of like the prequel one, but they stepped it up in a way that made it feel different, and I think the Batmobile added that, and it was just a really good game, and I feel like people ought to easily forget about it because it was mid-year, but there was a lot of really great games this year. Like, I'd probably give runner-up to Tomb Raider. Like, I liked a lot of the elements of the story. The one thing I didn't like was, unfortunately, something I'm having a problem with a lot lately, is that so much fucking importance put on the parentage of people. I'm really tired of that. But there were some cool elements to it, and, like, the game, just like the first one, was just a ton of fun to play. And they added, like, some new, like, gadgets or tools and weapons and stuff that really added to it. And those games are just a lot of fun. So I definitely like real close there for Rise of the Tomb Raider. But yeah, Arkham Knight.
I also want to give like second place shout outs to Splatoon for being awesome.
Oh yeah, Splatoon's really cool. Like it's really unique. Like I've only gotten to play a little bit, but just based on the little I played, like I'm just really impressed with how, like I said, unique it is. I mean, there's so many, you know, shooter games, which I love the shooter games like Fallout. I guess Fallout works, but Halo and Call of Duties and stuff. But Splatoon really sets itself apart. And it's got some pretty cool music.
Well, my choice is Splatoon. Because I'm poor as fuck, and I haven't owned a video game, like a gaming system, since PlayStation, because money. And I got to play Splatoon a couple times this year, and it's like so fun and so inventive.
Oh, it is. It really is.
Like, hands down, I had a problem choosing between that and Mario Maker. Like, I've gotten to try them a couple times, and like, I think I'll go with Splatoon.
He's mimicking squids. He's got to be authentic with all his answers. Good show, old chap. Let's move on to the next category then. Next category is, first up, favorite toku show. Favorite toku show was obviously Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Let's move on. Just kidding, it's Last Man on Earth. Everyone stop. Let's be serious, though. It was The Price is Right.
Family Feud is mine.
Obviously.
They fight, so it's more toku-like.
Honorable mention, whose line is it anyway?
Misha Collins was on that shit this year.
I know. Apparently Caroline was, too. I haven't seen it yet, though.
Oh, I didn't see that one. Oh, man.
Caroline. She's the best.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What was your actual answer?
Caroline. Oh, wait. I'm usually the first, though.
I know I'm usually first, but I asked you first, so.
Well, such sass. Okay. I guess, what did I write down to make sure I got it right? Okay. I picked Drive. It was definitely a rough start, but the second half really was enjoyable, and I think what I especially liked about the last. It was less than half, but more than quarter. I don't know how to address it. But, like, the last portion of it, what I really liked about it is that I was never sure where they were going. I mean, you can keep up with spoilers a little bit, but I was never really clear where they were going. Like, with, you know, when we found out that 001, you know, killed his dad, and, like, I thought he was going to be the final big bad, and then Bono came in, and... And just, like, there was a lot of twists and turns near the end, and it wasn't quite Gaim levels, but I was really thankful that Ryder at least had me invested, and it was a very enjoyable last half, and I was glad to have something in superhero time that, like, when the week would start, I would actually think, oh, I get to watch Drive, and, like, I was happy about it, and I didn't view it as in the same lens as I viewed my homework. I viewed it as something recreational, so I was thankful to that, and I wound up really quite enjoying it by the end. Mike dropped as well. I dropped Mike from Samurai for being a jerk.
Dropped him right in the fountain.
Right in the fountain. He didn't even have to jump.
Stole from that.
Okay, people.
Oh, I didn't know who was going. I was so confused now. We went out of order. I have chicken diagnosed foot. Obsessive compulsive disorder.
Chicken foot. Here we go. Sona rules.
I'm going to give it to Tokuger, which ended in February or the end of January. And It's just because I didn't want to choose Drive, and I think Drive is better, but I knew that that was the clear choice. But I really loved the end of Tokuger.
I love the end of Ninja because it was over. I fapped during the credits.
Is it on break next week?
It's on break for 2 weeks.
Yes!
Oh!
Vacation!
Ninja's not back until the 17th, I think. Or something like that. Yeah, 17th.
So only have, like, 2 or 3 episodes left?
It'll end at 47.
Let's throw a party. I'll buy the Doritos.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm going to cry. I'm so excited.
Like, usually you're, like, excited when a series ends because the episode's awesome, but now we're just going to be excited because it's over. Favorite scene in all of Toku, Ninja in credits?
Yeah, both are off next week for New Year's, and then Ninja's off an additional week.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I just came. I said it again, but slower.
I told Kevin that was my birthday present to him. I said, I got Toei and TV Asahi to cancel Ninja for a week. Happy birthday.
I got him a crisp $20 bill. No, I didn't.
I almost bought him holy water on Amazon so that he could throw it at his daughter. I was legitimately thinking about this one night right after I took my allergy pill and turned into a squeaking crackhead. And I was like, I'm going to send Kevin some fucking holy water in a car. I don't know why I turned black. I'm Brenda now.
Just all of a sudden you send him holy water and like some salt. Just like go in this circle and just throw the water at her. Salt's only ghosts, so.
That's really funny. So mine was actually, I really did like Drive. I liked Drive a lot. And the end of Tokuger was really good. And of course, Ninja's garbage. I actually gave mine to Ultraman X. Cause
I forgot there was other shows.
It was very out of left field. I only started watching it because it was simulcasting on Crunchyroll. And so I'm like, well, okay, I'll watch this since.
Do push-ups here.
I liked elements of Ginga because I liked the fights and everything, but Ginga ultimately was shit. Apparently, Ginga S was better, but I haven't watched that yet.
Didn't nobody sub it or something, or like only sub like 4 or something?
Yeah, nobody subbed it, and then some random person subbed it, and those are done and out, but. There's a possibility that Crunchyroll might put it up. So I'm just kind of holding off on that. But so it was something I just kind of decided to watch because I had easy access to it. And it ended up being really good. The battles were neat. The episode plots were... Sans the fact that there was a lot of clip shows for some reason. I feel like it was Dragonite concept going on. Mostly because Tsuburaya as a company is pretty poor, so they need to cut corners when they can. But other than that, I mean, the plots were really fun. The characters were really neat. X's design's really cool. The X Divisor toy was really fucking cool, and the cards were neat, and the Spark dolls are neat, and so everything about it was really good. I watched the finale actually earlier today. It's been out for, I think, a week. I just never got around to it. And it was really good. It was a nice sort of open-ended finale that kind of capped things but left it open in case they want to revisit that world in a later series like they do sometimes. But I really liked it. And if anyone has access to Crunchyroll, which most people should because it's free after a week, I definitely recommend it.
I have access to my Crunchyroll. Sorry. That implies that it's dirty.
I left a Crunchyroll in the toilet earlier.
Dear Lord.
There. Outdid ya. Next topic.
Boom. Poop joke. Eclipse penis joke. Okay. So, smacked. So next category is the other side of this, which is least favorite show, which I think
One,
is all obvious.
2, 3...
Ninja. Yeah. Damn it, it could have been more instinct, guys. Fucking pull it together.
Just for the flat-out record, that's the only category I wrote down a least favorite for.
Yep.
You didn't pick other ones? I have one for movie. Or Toku movie, I mean.
Okay. Well, that one's an easy pick for Toku movie.
Yeah, so but we can do that one. Obviously, I don't think we necessarily need to really elaborate much since we elaborate every week, but it should be pretty obvious why Ninja is just a huge disappointment. It should have never
garbage. Move along.
Basically. All right. Garbage. Okay. Next category is favorite Toku mover. Brian, you go first this time.
I give it to Tokuger Returns.
Damn it. Stole my answer. Shouldn't I let you go first.
I think they really dropped the ball with Nanago Purple, because I think there was a lot of weird behind the scenes shit that happened with that. But other than that, I think the message behind the movie was really strong. And at that point, the show had ended, and I really liked the ending to Tokuger, and so I was really excited to see those characters again. And so it was really nice, and I liked it. I thought about Kyuriger versus Tokuger as well, because that wasn't bad. That came out in January. But I think I liked Tokuger Returns more at the end of the day, because the ninjas weren't in that movie.
Yeah, that's a plus. Yeah, that was my pick also for pretty much a lot of the same reasons. Like you said, Tokuger ended strong, and, so go ahead.
Like, we haven't seen the Ninja movie, which is apparently out. I haven't watched it. Or the Drive movie. The Drive movie could be good, and it might top it, but I haven't seen it, so I can't really vote for it. But I heard
I was looking forward to the Drive movie. Good.
Me too. So.
Not the Ninja movie, obviously. but yeah, Tokuger ended strong. Like you said, I was looking forward to seeing it again. And like you said, it was a good message. And I also thought it was just a very good like tribute to what the show was, and really cool. And I think we talked about it in the discussion. I thought it was probably, outside of Go Buster's Fun Adventure, one of the better Returns movies, which is surprising considering like how the series went for like the first half and everything for in terms of my opinion. But yeah, it was the most I enjoyed a Toku movie this year, which is obviously why I picked it.
Okay, so I almost picked Tokuger Returns, but I picked Tokuger versus Kyuriger, just because it was like a bunch of characters that I liked and absolutely loved coming together, and it was just like both shows kind of culminated perfectly and made for a great storyline. It almost reminded me of Kiva and Deno together, where it's one I really love and one I was kind of starting to get to love at that point. And it was just really nice.
It was a good movie, for sure. Like I said, I thought about it at first and I remembered Tokuger Returns was a thing. So it was a really good movie. I agree with you on that.
Yeah, I liked it.
It's a good episode. I liked it.
It's a good movie. I liked it.
Okay, so this one is the opposite side of that, which is least favorite, and I'll go first this time. I put Superhero Tyson GP, which I think we did a discussion on there, and that was pretty fucking terrible. I mean, just everything about the plot was garbage. The racing element was stupid. The shoehorning in of Sentai, like it was. It might be the worst Tyson film. Like, it was very, very terribly done. Like, I know we always rag on the Tyson movies, but, like, there was occasionally moments in, like, Z or whatever, I'd be like, that was funny, but this one, I can't even think of a moment I even kind of liked. It was pretty bad. I liked Three's suit. That's it.
The only moment in that movie I liked was when Xehanos first showed up, because I hadn't seen his black ass in ages.
Oh, Xehanos. Can't wait till his new form debuts, where all of our memories are erased because he uses the memories of his fans for his third form. Xehanos. Okay, so now we're moving, for now, out of the land of Toku for favorite new show. This is like, you know, real shows.
I had a really hard time remembering what was new this year.
Yeah, I had to Google it.
Cheers.
I think I probably forgot a bunch of shit that I really liked.
But the only fucking show I could remember that was new that I've watched this year, right off the top of my head, was Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh, man, you stole mine. I thought I was going to be, like, you know, gooping it up, like, coming in, like, oh, fuck, I remember Kimmy Schmidt kissed my ass. I remembered it.
You know, I would have known because you made that Schmidt joke on Twitter, so I would have known. He was going to be gooping it up like Ben 10, like, Kimmy Schmidt was really funny. Like, really funny. It really
was. I couldn't remember any other shows.
Titus is amazing.
Uh-huh.
My pick is actually Better Call Saul, which I forgot debuted this year. But, like, there was a bunch of stuff like that for a lot of the categories that I forgot was, like, at the top of the year. But it was a kind of a tough one. I almost gave it to Jessica Jones because I honestly, like, I didn't hate Daredevil, but I wasn't the hugest fan, but I really liked Jessica Jones.
So did I. I have that and Kimmy Schmidt kind of, like, right next to each other.
Yeah, because, like, when Daredevil was done, I was kind of like, okay, good, it's done. But when Jessica Jones was done, I was like that classic meme of, you got any more of those episodes?
Yep.
Because I liked it a lot. But Better Call Saul was just, I love that show so much. Like, I love Breaking Bad, as evident by my Breaking Bad, like, freak out of last year or whenever in the hell. Because I was, like, super late. But I became that fucking stereotype person that would just not shut up about Breaking Bad. But Better Call Saul did such a good job of keeping it in that universe, obviously, and it's where you start caring about it. And it had, like, the callbacks or tie-ins when it was needed, and it didn't feel forced. But most of all, what was great about it was that it's just almost just as compelling as Walter White's journey.
Exactly.
And I didn't expect that. Like, obviously, because of Breaking Bad, I was interested, but I didn't expect to be that invested in it. Just how well done it is, I mean, and how intriguing his fall is going to be, and just in the present, and also intriguing the possibility of finding out about his post-Breaking Bad life just from that teaser.
Cinnabon.
Exactly. And then not Cinnabon to mention...
Always knows.
they know after Baskin Robbins, they get the secondary news feed. But and then not to mention the humor, the Chandler toilet, the here's Johnny. I just I love that series so much. Like and the fact that I didn't expect it to love it that much just made it that much better. So yeah, Better Call Saul. It's all good, man. Need a will call McGill.
I think Supergirl is lower on my list, but that was, you know, that's a great addition to everything. But Kimmy Schmidt is definitely my choice. That and Jessica Jones, like, right next to one another. But Kimmy Schmidt, I picked it because I thought nobody would pick it, but Brian stumped me. And but Jessica Jones, I would probably say, is my real pick. Just because it was like, between that and Ant-Man, it was nice to have a breather after this is connected to this, and 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 this. And it was like just having two self-contained stories.
Like, I don't get people's bitching about the Netflix series not being hyper-connected. Like, I admit it's kind of weird that they awkwardly avoid saying actual names. Like, she'll call him the Flag Waver and stuff like that. Like, there's some awkward stuff like that, but I like that between the Netflix shows and Marvel movies and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., we get to see, like, all the levels. And the universe is bigger than the Avengers.
Yep.
And that's the way the comics and the TV shows always are, too. I mean, not every problem is being solved by them, and I like that we're getting to see the full spectrum. And you know, I like that it's in that universe, but I don't need Jessica Jones to interact with Tony Stark.
Exactly.
I just want to see more of her show, and I'm looking forward to The Defenders. I think it's cool to see.
I can't wait to see Trish be Hellcat. It is going to be fucking amazing.
Like, it's neat to see a different side of that universe and to see, like, how that all of that is affecting the lower levels of society. That makes it sound like they're scum, but you know what I mean. Like,
and then we're going to have Iron Fist after Luke Cage, and that's going to toss everything up in the air. Between that and Doctor Strange, we're introducing magic. into the MCU. And
it's like what Arrow's doing right now, with less farming.
We're going to have psychic fucking dragons. We're going to have a psychic motherfucking dragon. We're going to be up in the fucking Alps in a country that nobody knows exists. And then we're going to come back to New York.
Xandar?
Never even heard of Xandar. But Iron Fist, I mean, Danny Rand is my favorite Marvel character of all time. And I just can't wait to see him on screen. And
I still kind of want him to be played by the voice of Iron Fist, who's Kevin Levin, and he also played Lucky's drug dealer.
Yeah, he
played Lucky's drug dealer on General Hospital in live action, and he kind of looks like he could be Iron Fist. He's a bit skinny, but he can do it.
I don't think he's hot enough.
I wasn't thinking about that. As the awkwardest comments I make about
Danny
Diggle.
Rand, but like, to me, is supposed to be like California beach hunk.
What if he voices him? That would be weird.
Like Rita.
That would be hilarious. But yeah.
But yeah, I'm really excited to see where the Netflix shows go.
Yeah, it's just a different side of it. Like, I like it's all connected, but we don't need everything to be meeting everybody all the time. Tony Stark be busy. He don't got time for this stuff.
I would like to point out that iZombie came out in 2015.
Oh, it did. That deserves an honorable mention, though. That's a really
fun show. Definitely.
That's a fun show. I like it a lot.
I didn't think about it because I was pairing it up with like the last seasons of Arrow and stuff that were 2014.
Yeah, exactly.
Technically, so it's all messed up in my head.
But, like, I forgot that Better Call Saul was, and I forgot that I even forgot that Kimmy Schmidt was for a while. And it's like Jessica Jones was so recent that was easy. And then until I remembered Better Call Saul was this year, that was my pick. Okay, so for least favorite new shows, anybody have stuff for that?
No.
Like, I had a hard time with that because I didn't actually pick up as much as I thought this year. And the stuff that I did, I liked, like Supergirl and Limitless and all that stuff. But I in force of picking, I wound up picking Fear the Walking Dead. Because, like, I think
that was my most disappointing one.
Yeah, like, I don't hate it. I think that I liked what it had to offer more than a lot of people. I think that there was too much over-complaining and people not understanding what the show should be, but I think it definitely had some awkward pacing. Like, it ramped up really good. Like, I think it was supposed to start slow, which people didn't understand, which I thought was good, but it ramped up and then it, like, flatlined, and I feel like it never picked up the momentum it got, like, during the mid of, like, its very short season. Like, I don't think it was awful, but I think it was, like you said, a disappointment. That's a perfect word. I think it still has potential to be pretty good. But I just had to pick something, like, in terms of everything I picked up, that was the thing I was the most disappointed in. Okay. So I think the next category in the naturally is favorite returning show.
Did anyone pick something that wasn't Flash?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool. I picked Flash.
I was going to pick Flash, but what I had to look it up to make sure I was right. And I wanted to give it proper props, especially after rewatching so much of it recently. But I picked Parks and Rec.
Yep.
For its final season. It had probably one of the best, if not the best, final seasons I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That was not so, it hit so many buttons of awesome. Like, it paid perfect ending tribute to all of its characters. It managed to do really funny 2017 bits. It managed to, like, bring back almost every notable guest star and side character. And what's also impressive about it is that it managed to deliver an awesome final season and final episodes after the season 6 finale, which could have easily been an amazing series finale.
Yep.
And so I wanted to give huge props to it for that. And I forgot, it's again, like, it happened so early in the year, it's like it all got jumbled up, but Parks and Rec.
Okay, so this is definitely out of left field again, but I chose Parks and Rec, The Flash, and Teen Wolf.
Oh, Teen Wolf. Teen Wolf was really good this year.
It was really fucking good, except that weird episode in the middle with, like, it followed Tracy for way too long, even though you knew she was going to die at the end of the episode.
Tracy.
But, like, the girl that, like, looks like Christina Masterson and threw up on a desk.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But, yeah, this season was really exceptional. Like, I don't think Teen Wolf's ever been really terrible, but, like, in terms of, like, the writing and the mood, it was really well done. It was really sad, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, but it was well done in that you didn't feel the like you sort of slowly realized the characters were separating from each other, kind of like in real life, which was well done. Sad, but well done.
Too close to home. but, like, I chose all three, and I have, like, a list of reasons, but you guys basically, like, covered it. The Flash is obvious. Like,
yeah, we pretty much gush about that every week.
Parks and Rec, of course, like, that had...
Tell you honest, got truth, I forgot that was 2015.
Yeah, so did I. Like, I was rewatching a rerun, and I had to look it up, because I picked The Flash before that. But, yeah. Parks and Rec was really good. Like, TV is crazy good right now.
Yep. An honorable mention, I know neither of you guys watched it, but Warehouse 13 ended this year in January, and that had one of the best final seasons I've ever seen. Like, that and Parks and Rec were so close to one another, and Breaking Bad had just a great finale too, but that was last year, and like, those three finales, I would say, are probably my favorite finales ever, and Warehouse 13, like, the final episode, like, they had a reduced season of 6 episodes, just, like, continuum, and it just, like, it, every single second was not wasted, and they brought back everything you loved about the show, and they just ended it perfectly as if it could go on forever, and I just wanted to mention that really quickly.
It's nice when shows have good final seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is this no one? Did anyone pick least favorite returning show? Anything? I picked one. It kind of segues from when shows have good final seasons, because my pick is Falling Skies for least favorite returning show.
Yeah, I can agree with that. That's actually, now that you mention it, it's about the only thing that can pop into my head, because I wasn't thinking of anything.
Yeah, like, I had a hard time with that one, too. Like, I almost didn't have a pick until, like, that literally popped in my head last second. It's not like it was, like, terrible television where I wanted to claw my eyes out like a ninja or something, but it was a huge disappointment. Like, even, like, more so than the Fear of the Walking Dead was kind of a disappointment, Falling Skies, to me, was a big disappointment because I really liked that show. It was one of my favorite parts of the summer. It was a lot of fun. It could be really, really good at parts. It had a lot of cool stuff going on, a lot of potential for the final season, and it was just so lackluster and clunky. And there was things I liked, and it, like I said, it's not like it was absolutely the worst thing I've seen, but I'm still very disappointed that one of my favorite summer things ended on with such a bad taste in my mouth. It's just, yeah, it was disappointing. The skies fell.
They certainly did.
We'll always have Cochise. Okay. Next up is back to Toku. Sorry. Favorite Toku hero. Lester Knopf. Boom. Done. No. Well, let's have George go Leslie first. Since we're...
Okay.
Leslie Knope is the best Toku hero of all time, and everyone knows that.
It's
her binders, thanks for the memories, took everything away.
It's Chase for me.
Stole my answer.
I love the arc that character went through.
Security bots. And,
you know, he kind of started out as, like, you know, hey, I'm going to get in your way for 10 minutes every episode.
He started really laughable, honestly.
You going to stop at the library? Oh, fuck no. I'm showing up here in my purple
light. Like, I am the Terminator. Goodbye.
Oh, ping. Ping, Sarah Connor. No.
I didn't know the lightsaber had that noise in it.
How'd you know I was picking up the lightsaber? How did you know that was what caused it? I wasn't going to ignite it. I was just going to swing it around for a few minutes. Just, okay. You know what? Fine.
Then Chase just kind of had, I would say, the best story. He had a better story than Shinosuke, I think. I really prefer him to just about everybody in Toku this year. Because there was a lot of shit.
Yeah, I have to agree. Like, he didn't have anything really groundbreaking, but
no.
I liked his story from beginning to end. It was some generic stuff, but I like that type of story. I mean, it's interesting that he was essentially the first drive, the first essentially title writer in the same concept. And it was generic stuff, but it was interesting. And then I think what really set him apart for me in terms of him being my favorite of the year was actually the more lighthearted bits near the end, like the driver's license and stuff. Exactly.
I cried because of the fucking driver's license.
Exactly. It was stuff like that that set him apart for me as my favorite this year. And obviously he had a really well done sacrifice and like his final friendship with Mach and stuff. And like, it was nothing groundbreaking, but I really liked his story. And there's times that I just like that type of generic story that
happens.
Just a sucker for it. But the humor stuff in the last half was really what made me pick it. Him. It. Brian, was that your pick too?
Yep.
Thought Brian's pick was actually
I did like Shinosuke, but Chase kind of overshadowed him quite a bit for me. Like, there was moments where Shinosuke was just really, really cool.
Yeah.
But ultimately, Chase's story was a lot more pivotal to me than Shinosuke as ever was, so.
I totally agree.
Okay.
Plus I think that ass.
That purple leather ass. It's very purpley. Okay, so I think this might be another, like, you know, everyone the same answer. Least favorite Toku hero.
Starts
Jeremy
with
No. Yeah, Takaharu. I think that's pretty obvious. It should be pretty obvious why.
With Kinji slightly below him.
I think Takahara was way more annoying for sure, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. That's not even how you say yeehaw. It sounds like he sounds like he's, like, simultaneously throwing up while having a ruined orgasm. It's like, what are you doing?
I don't know why I'm laughing so hard.
Shouldn't have said ruined orgasm. Takahara, I already hate that archetype of like the idiot crackhead red, but like Takahara was like he stands at the top of being that annoying crackhead loud red, and oh god, he's just terrible. Like none of the characters have really moved on that show. I mean, like, changed or anything, but he's just god awful, and he does not deserve that really awesome suit that he wears.
Yeah, exactly.
Or his upgrade, it's also decent. Okay, anything else to say about Takahara before we move on?
No.
Okay, so favorite Toku villain.
Who's going first? Me?
Sure.
I went with Heart.
Damn it.
Though Brain was definitely up there too.
Brain.
They definitely work as like a duo.
Yeah.
I think I ultimately liked Heart a lot more because I think it was a lot more compelling. But Brain's later arcs toward the end of the series got decently emotional. I think that was really nice. It helped his character a lot because, again, he was sort of like Chase. He was really laughable at the beginning. Like, he had weird ass mannerism and the handkerchief, and he would do weird ass shit.
What was funny is that when he was first introduced for like the first batch of episodes, he was just kind of cold, and then all of a sudden he developed that weird handkerchief tick. Like, all of a sudden they decided to make him comedic, like out of nowhere, and then that was his thing.
But yeah, ultimately I just picked Heart because he, like Chase, Heart had a really nice story. And he was kind of like almost good by the end of the series.
Yeah.
So it was fun. I liked Heart. He was nice to look at too.
He was my pick also. He was kind of that, for most of the series, that sort of again, like a sort of stereotype of a villainous like Toku guy that the main hero has a respectful rivalry with. And like it's one of those things that I kind of liked him. It wasn't like, oh my god, he's amazing, but I liked him okay. But what set him apart, I think, was the ending arc of like finding out that he had the face of that guy that Bono hated, and that's why he, you know, I said hated really weird, hated.
He hated,
and then like that's why he tortured him. And I think his story really made me connect with like the Roimudes and like what they went through, and I think it made for really reinforced his character. And I think if it would have been played out for longer, it would have been even cooler, but I think that's what set it apart. I almost gave it to Bono because of music. No, but because of, like, I think, because when I looked at the word favorite, I thought, because I liked Hart more, so, like, that's my favorite. But I almost gave it to Bono because he was so cold and kind of terrifying because...
He was definitely a better villain.
Yeah,
in
like
in terms of like the definition of a villain.
Yeah, but like favorite, like that's perfect. Like describe me. Like favorite was hard, but like just what was scary about Bono was that he didn't have like incredibly in-depth motivations that you discuss for hours that are intricate and interesting. But what made him scary is that he sort of had that ruthless sort of I don't give a shit, I'm gonna kill things motivation that a lot of monsters in Toku have. But he was a human.
Yep.
And there was like no redeeming qualities. Like even sometimes you have those characters and you'll see flickers of humanity with their kids or their siblings or their spouse or something. But like he did not give a single fuck. And like that was kind of scary. And not to mention, I thought it was a really good way of flipping the story on its head with how racist Mach was towards Roimudes, but the worst monster of any character was a human. So I think that story element combined with the fact that he was so ruthless and he was a human made him a good villain, but I still liked Hart better because, you know, Hart did have those more gray areas, which is what usually makes me like villains on a more likable level.
Outdid what I was going to say about Bono. So.
I'm sorry. I have a tendency to monologue.
Did it more justice than I ever could have in my entire life.
George gets like the sloppy seconds of picks.
Dear Lord. Giles is just cleaning his glasses all over this podcast.
I know. That cum and orgasm are like the terms of the week.
He broke his lens that ruined orgasm. He just... He's got a monocle now.
That was me at regionals.
We're this close to regionals. Okay, so least favorite Toku villain.
Anyone from the Ninja?
Yeah, that was mine. I just put Ninja's villains.
I mean, Kyuemon's kind of interesting, but everyone else is just total shit.
Like, I mentioned this multiple times throughout the ninja discussions we've done, but they have no presence. I don't feel their threat. They feel very small. Like, even just in terms of numbers, even if the characters were terrible, or I think we compared it to Gokaiger, which had a couple good little things, but I mean, even if you have no interesting factors, at least I'll feel the fact that, oh, this is a threat, they're huge, they're here. I don't feel like – I feel like I said, they're operating out of a shack and there's like four people. They're throwing rocks.
What I think of every time you say that is like they're in the back of a massage parlor because that's what it looks like. And there's people getting happy endings right behind that folding screen.
That's probably what it's like. It's like it's all operating out of the nail salon basically.
Oh, my God. Right next door to Saul.
It's perfect.
Like, at the very beginning, Kenji Matsuda's character was like, oh, I'm going to fight Red because he's strong and all that stuff. And then they killed him.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, he's supposedly coming back or whatever. But, like, what was the... There was no point to his character other than being a rival that, like, died in episode 10. It's an awful rival.
And it doesn't help that, I mean, I don't think... whatever series Ninja would have followed, their villains would have looked very good. But it didn't help that it came off one of the stronger villain years.
Yes.
As inconsistent as Tokuger could be, it had, I think, one of the strongest villain presences and lineups and whatnot. and designs.
Tokuger was very Geki Ranger in that regard.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, like, that didn't help it at all.
Yeah.
But it's just very disappointing with that.
Okay, so my choice is the writers of Tokusatsu. they are the worst villains. They were
the awards with Pac-Man
that popped up in my head. I wrote them down in big bold letters and underlined it 6 times. I want them all to fall in a hole and then get covered in cement and have to live in that hole and write shows that are good. And then they can come out of the hole and somebody can jackhammer the cement off the
top.
They
need their hands free in the cement, but... like, their hands aren't free, but we're going to need hands. Tough shit! You're going to have to write it mentally and then type it out when we let you out.
Lick it into some paper and then just hope that it solidifies.
Oh, God.
No, they have to use speech to text and hope that it picks up their voice.
It's just like the YouTube translate, basically. I broke India.
You gotta
India.
Hope this shit works.
But yeah, they are the villains of Tokusatsu this year.
Oh, that is the best answer we've had all night. It's true, though.
That is the only choice for me.
They've really failed, like, in this last recent chunk, with the exception of stuff like Gaim. I mean, this last chunk of... I guess, like I said, Drive was decent, too, but it's like, just, if you... like cast a net in general, it's just been kind of very either really weak or lukewarm. It's just been a very kind of sad time.
Start, yeah.
We need that Savior Chip Lynn and that Chip Dick. Can we just get some Chip and Shout Dick in here and that'll
be
fine.
I also counted him into that. even though I don't count Power Rangers as like in with regular Tokusatsu because it's American, but like, he needs to, in Supercharge, I really hope he will explain the Energem stuff, because that really does bother me.
Otherwise, he has to write it in the cement as well.
No, he gets Quikrete and Bondo.
Bono? What's Bono
doing? Watch a Disney season and then
do that.
Copy that.
Exactly, just do that. I miss Disney seasons.
Me too.
Oh, that's RJ?
Where the fuck is Eddie? We need to get his ass
See,
up.
I would rather have him doing it. That was really cool. That would be awesome if he did another season. I actually got to finish it out.
Yeah. Oh, we'll have Chip start a season, and then he gets to finish it.
Boom. Retro jammed.
Justice.
Hey, you said the name.
Okay. Alright. Now we're on to the toys category, which was a difficult year because we were trying to find things to pick. Your favorite PR toy, which I guess would be a little bit easier.
I have two. I picked...
Way easier. Fair.
I picked Legacy Saba for the main one, just because, oh my god, that toy. But for something out of Dino Charge's toy line, I picked just the power packs in general. Because the variant charges are really fun, and I like having the tiny dinosaurs.
Tiny source. I picked Saba as well, because pretty. It really is just impressive. I mean, look-wise, the voice is just a really cool toy.
I just chose the figures, the entire line of figures from Dino Charge and Super Charge.
For how fast they come out.
The villains are iffy. The villains are a bit iffy with me, and I'd prefer, like, you know, we got, like, the Dino Cannon and stuff with Kendall and things, but, like, overall, it's just, like, I can look on my shelf and see 9 out of 10 Rangers right now, and that's the coolest thing in the world.
And the action heroes are pretty good figures, too.
I love those figures. They're the best since Jungle Fury. And I think, like, there's even improvements over Super Megaforce. Just, like, in the stylization, I think things were fixed a little bit.
They're all too muscly. God, go look at the In Space and Time Force ones.
At least we get fucking figures.
Japan doesn't get shit. They just have a couple vinyls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those in space, like, era ones were, oh my god.
Like, Jungle Fury and RPM nailed the physique better. Like, these are a little more muscular, but it's hardly as noticeable. And I'm just happy we're back to that scale. Like, not that the 4-inch figures were that terrible, but I just prefer that scale because it was like a tradition, and it's just the way it should be, and it makes for a better feeling action figure.
I agree. Boom.
Dead.
And for worst?
I don't think I had worst for these.
I absolutely think that it's the cycle figures.
Oh yeah, those
they got worse. How did they get worse?
It's like they took one step forward with making them like movable, and then they took 27 steps back. Oh my god! And then they took two more for supercharge.
I saw one with somebody's black thumbprint on it in Target one day.
Oh god!
Like somebody with the paint just went and then licked it and stuck their black thumb on it. Racist. And I said, wow, that looks better than all the others because there's a little bit of more paint.
It is pretty terrible. Like, it's embarrassing. Like, it reflects badly, I think, just on the line and the brand. I mean,
if I was a kid, I would have not even gotten them then. You know?
Well, it's like, there was somebody on one of my videos that said, well, the kids are not going to care. I'm like, well, you know what? I was a kid. Like, exactly. I'm sure right now, I mean, everyone was a kid. I was a kid, and I remember back in my day, I hate to be one of those people, but, like, the cycle figures used to be the same as the 5-inch figures. Like, when Lightspeed Rescue came out, the first thing I got was a Red Ranger cycle because it was the same fucking figure, and I got a cycle.
My Dana and Kelsey on my shelf are the cycle figures.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, even if they're not the same, just at least don't make them this shit.
Yep. I loved, like, Ninja Storm and stuff, where they got, like, special armor.
Like, the Dino Thunder ones had giant, like, triangle, like, things. But at least they looked decent. I'm like, I can't, because I was a kid.
Rider Cruise.
Exactly. And that was in it. It's like, I remember what it was like to be a kid, and I can't imagine being excited, especially since, I mean, there's definitely, like, scales of quality in the line, but that's, like, way far off the scale for the entire line.
It's embarrassing, and it should never have been passed in a million years.
I'm surprised they get away with it. Like, it looks worse than bootlegs.
Uh-huh.
All right, so, best... we're tough now. Best Sentai toy.
Oh, boy.
I didn't add a worst, but I mean, for, like, when I sent the list, but I probably could pick stuff for this. Like, for best, I just put something I recently got, which isn't a best, like, Saba, where I'm like, man, this is really cool and deserves this award. But I just picked Sentai Artisan Rodeo Maru just because the Artisan figures are kind of neat, and I like that they added the functionality to combine it with the Zords. They didn't have to do that. I would have been happy with it just being a cool articulated figure. And then, you know, it comes with a little Aka Ninja, which also has functionality with it. Like I said, it was not something I needed them to do. I was just looking for an articulated figure of this, but it's neat that they did it. But, like, it's not like a Zom, this is the number one toy. It's honestly just, I was racking my brain, and I just got that. I'm like, hey, this is neat. And if I had to give a worst for Sentai, it would just be how miserably the Ninja toy line failed fun.
Yeah.
I can completely agree with your picks. I don't have Rodeo Maru yet, but having Shinobi Maru, I know the kind of standard that the line sets, and I didn't even think about that, tell you honest got truth, I don't know why. I picked Lion Hao just because there's something about him I really like.
Before I picked Artisan Line, I almost picked Surfer Maru just because I like him. Like, even the toy's not that great, I just like Surfer Maru.
That's
like,
what I picked
Lion Hao's not really a great toy, but, like, this is the fact of how fucking big he is. And, like, he rolls around my desk and when I was filming him, and he's like, because he, like, makes giant fuck toy noises and scares the shit out of Hana. It's great.
And so that's why I picked it. It's not really a good toy. It's a normal giant-ass Sentai brick, but I don't know. It's fun, at least. I suppose.
I admit, I dig the concept of the sitting on the throne thing. I think it's cool. I still haven't gotten mine, but I mean, it makes for one of those impressive little shelf pieces of, hey, look, this is a giant fuck thing I have. It's a giant fuck toy.
I chose Surfer Maru just because he's cute, he's my buddy.
See,
and he's purple,
wise.
I like purple.
I like Surfer
and
Maru.
He's got a snorkel. I like snorkels.
This is how bad the line was where one of our pluses is he has a snorkel.
Well, it's like when I picked Surfer Maru for mine before that, it's like I picked him because, like George said, I just like his design and his little motif. It just is not because the toy was amazing.
So it's just like he's a little tiki bra. The ancient Hawaiian say he's the clearest choice.
What was that? Fuck. Damn it, I'm trying to think of that phrase. That phrase from Lilo and Stitch.
I don't know.
They're like, be friends. Kotai wa kitanai. That's not right. Anyway, speaking of gun form, Ryotaros. Okay. Best rider toy.
Oh, wait.
This was.
For Sentai, I do have a worst.
Oh. Sorry.
And I've been saving this all night. The mayo, lettuce, and ketchup on the Star Burger. That fucking shit needs to go. It should be meat. It should be cheese. And it should be a motherfucking bun.
I love
and
George's
that's
answer.
It. They are the worst in the whole entire toy line of Sentai.
I need to give you the biggest hug possible.
Be fair, I put lettuce and mayonnaise on my burgers, but I still think that's an amazing answer. Like, both this and the writer's answer just, like, won the night.
Look at how deaky the burger is on that thing.
I know!
Patty, 0 out of 10.
It's a Wurtz kind of patty. It's not Peace Bibs level of patty. It's like... What's the worst patty? The only other patty I can think of is patty mayonnaise.
Any patty that's not Patty Spivot is the worst.
I'm going to pretend that chick at the bank that lied to me was named Patty. That's her level of patty.
Oh,
fucking
man.
Patty.
Okay, right. Now officially underwriter. I can't wait to see if George has a fun one for a least favorite writer.
Kind of. Not
now. The hype is real now, George. My favorite for writer is really weird because it's not even a specific toy. It's a concept. Because I had a hard time because the coolest toy in Drive I never even got my hands on, which is the little, you know, final form thingy. Fucking A. What's it called? Trideron type thing. And, like, Ghost has been so mediocre. But my pick is the concept of... I love the concept of the Ghost gadgets, how they work with this...
God damn it.
Sorry.
That's my answer.
Sorry. But, like, I think that's really cool. I think it's a really neat way to go about it for the return of, like, the gadgets line. It adds an extra mode for the things, and most of them look pretty neat. And it's the most fun thing I've had with the Ghost line, so it's like a weird pick to pick a concept, but that's honestly all I could think of.
I agree.
I was kind of stuck. My brain initially went to Shift Trideron because I think it was most fun in the Drive line, and even without the driver, it's fun to like make the noises with it. Since you can do, like, every sound in that thing without having the driver just by clicking the little thing out. But the Gangan Saber is really close up there, too. I agree completely with what you said about the gadgets. But singling it out to one toy. The Gangan Saber has 4 modes right out of the fucking box.
Yep.
Which is really cool, since that doesn't happen all too often. And it's really fun to switch them, too. And then to have that additional compatibility with the other Ghost gadgets to make 4 other new modes is really incredible. To have one toy that can essentially have 8 modes.
Yep.
It's just really fun. So I think overall the Gungan Saber is probably the winner.
Yeah, that's a good, like, to single it out to, like, an actual toy instead of a concept.
Well, I put, like, the concept of the ghost gadgets as my answer. So I was like, nobody's going to say that. But we sure paid.
You two are, like, hive-minding to the extreme. So I'm not really all that surprised.
We're, like, at a really, like, intense level of, like, GIF conversations at, like...
3 in the morning.
So all of a sudden start randomly riffing on, like, making weird shows.
I can't wait for Let's Be Cops 3, Cece and Jess.
It's going to be amazing. Like, each one has a different Vampire Diaries girl. Caroline's in 2, Bonbon's in 3.
Perfect.
I wanted to give honorable mentions to the Marin Energy Lock Seed for having Zach's succulent voice over.
Isn't that the one of yours that broke?
Yes. But I can still get it to play Zach's voice.
And as long as it does that, we're all good. I can't think of, like, an immediate least favorite. I'm curious what George's is of all the other answers.
Premium tire set formula? The concept of that
shit
makes you want to kill everything in sight. It is like, I see that and I want to scream because those should have come.
Premium Bandai something that should have came with the figure.
You got Brian all riled up.
I think I about yelled, that. I just yelled get really so loud. Fucking angry.
I yell really loud and I just hear the sound of paws manically trying to move in the living room. The cat's freaked out.
That's a really good choice. Like that, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna take that for mine too. Like I forgot about that. That was
they weren't even
really
fun
shitty.
Tires.
No, it's stupid. Like useless pieces of shit.
Because like that's what would have set the formula release apart. And I totally forgot about that. That seems like so long ago. Like formula all around got shit stuff. Like. You have to buy the tires premium, and then the figure out, you have to put the stickers on yourself.
Oh,
like, what
God,
the fuck, formula?
Runner-up.
What the fuck, formula? Seriously. Stickers? Fucking Blue Flygon.
Fucking hate
at least stickers. He's got a cool, like, trailer cannon.
Yeah.
It was pretty neat.
Yes, one cool hoe, baby.
Cool hoe!
It's the coolest.
Dumpo! You get some pretty fun things with that thing.
These hoes ain't loyal.
Amazing Circus was the best. Because it basically sounded like, suck ass hoe! Great.
Oh, man. Okay. I think this is the last category. which is just best overall toy.
I just went with the U.S. Yo-Kai Watch because it was honestly the thing that brought me the most joy this year.
I didn't even think about including other toys. I don't know why. I was just thinking like all the Toku toys. Stupid Toku ruining everything.
Props to Saba, obviously, but
Black Saba.
The thing about the Yo-Kai Watch is that I was surprised on how accurate it was to the Japanese toy, and I think that's a level of appreciation I really enjoy, because I'm not used to seeing it from Bandai all that often, and so when Hasbro got the license, I was like, this could be either really good or really bad. And it turns out it was really good, because at least at this moment, Hasbro's handling the entire Yo-Kai Watch toy line fantastically.
Yep.
And, I think
you want to see the stuff.
I think we dodged a bullet by Bandai not having it, honestly. But no, Hasbro's doing a fantastic fucking job, so hats off, Hasbro. I don't even have a hat, but it would be
put one on and do this right. Alright, because I think I would give mine to, like, if I, based on my pick of just incorporating only Toku, mine was like Saba or Black Saba.
Yeah, Saba would have been my pick for a Toku-related toy.
Yeah.
Mine is the $3 12th Doctor figure that I got because his box had 11th Doctor descriptions on the back and there was a company misprint. So I got it for $3, or $3.72. That was the exact price. And he sits on my desk, and he judges everything, and he makes me happy.
Carlos will be criticized.
I actually made a little sign to put on my TARDIS.
Oh, that'd be great.
But that, or just like, I love the Dino Charge figures. I'm a sucker for the 5-inch figures. There's just something so special about them.
I don't think there was a terrible much, like, unique that I collected this year outside of that stuff. I guess I could give it to that lightsaber, but time will tell.
Best overall toy, this $150 lightsaber.
Because of money. And it makes bzzz noises, and it hits my lap and goes ping! But that's it for the RR Awards. They're giving us the light. Wait, I'm so sorry. All of our awards go to somebody else. We got this wrong. All the picks. All the picks. It's actually Miss whatever her name was. I forgot who the two were.
Colombia and Philippines?
Yeah.
The answer for all these is actually Philippines. So yeah, that it's funny, like, how sort of difficult it was to come up with toy categories this year.
Yeah.
And like how sometimes even with like the Toku categories, it was a little tough. Not like in terms of a man, which one am I going to pick? It was like there wasn't as much standout in either of those this year. So like, here's hoping for like a better next year in terms of like having an actual hard decision, not because of it being trying to think of something, but because I'm trying to pick between something. Let's hope.
I totally agree.
But, like, the non-Toku stuff was great.
Yeah!
Lots of movies and games and TV shows to choose from. Alright. Guess now it's time for
Final Thingies, MP3.
Final Thingies!
I have a thingy, and it's not final.
The questions will be back next week. We're taking off a week because of the award show and because of stupidity. But the award show took up a lot of time.
We're already at 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Damn, this is a classic. Show. Classic CeCe and Winston mess around.
Classic us.
But,
like,
yeah.
There's nothing on, everything's boring, and yet we still talk for over 2.5 hours.
Seems about right. But yeah, because of that, we're skipping the questions this week, but we won't have superhero time the next week, so we'll try to elaborate more on questions.
No superhero time. If everyone watched or watches it, we could talk about Gaiden.
I haven't watched any of those yet.
No, neither have I. But I'm not going to be here, so I can wait 5 more weeks.
What about, is the Drive movie out?
No.
Oh,
because I know the Ninja one is. But I can try to watch them.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see. There will be us talking about something next week.
Yeah.
It could be Toku movies. It could be Egg McMuffins. We don't know this moment.
It could just be Star Wars again.
it might be. There's still a delay on Star Wars Part 2, Electric Boogaloo.
I'm really glad it didn't happen this episode, because I don't even want to imagine what length that would have been.
Oh, God. We will finish what we started.
Later. We're going to do it later. For now, I'm going to nap.
Darth later.
Bring in the dancing lobsters!